Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours, and we have a guest who was instrumental in getting one of the first resolutions passed back in the early 1990s, declaring state sovereignty. He's an American Indian. His name is J.T. Coyote. That's right. That is his nickname, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be joining us coming up in about 2 hours. We'll also have open phones today, and we're going to go over a ton of important news and information, and then I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours this evening with several state representatives joining us from around the country dealing with the state sovereignty issue. So we'll be going over that. This is a big part of the solution, the states declaring sovereignty. Speaking of that, look at this headline. Montana House measure would change gun rules. This is from the Montana News Channel. Firearms manufactured and used in Montana would become exempt from federal regulations under a bill being considered in the Montana House. The State House voted in favor of House Bill 246 in a second reading on Saturday, and the bill could have the effect of releasing Montana gun owners from federal registration requirements. And that's what the instant check really is registration. The gun dealers don't want you to know that. The measures applies to firearms, accessories, and ammunition that are made and sold in the state. The bill sponsor says his proposal is more about states' rights than about gun rights. Well, it all ties together. So another example of the states saying no, no, no. The states can also be tools of the feds, and by extension, tools of the globalist. Because many states are not declaring sovereignty or defending the republic. They are actually selling out through mutualization to the United Nations and other international organizations, private corporations. They are helping the feds bring in tyranny and are willing accomplices, aiding and abetting this high treason. So we'll go over that report as well. Also, some new developments with the 9/11 truther that was killed aboard the plane that crashed last Thursday night in Buffalo. The aircraft had been out of autopilot, but then switched back into autopilot. And they have a lot of different onboard systems now in many aircraft where the government itself can dial in and take control of the aircraft. That's on record through the autopilot. So very, very suspicious. They would not be coming in for a landing. They switch out of autopilot generally about 100 miles out from their destination. Because 100 miles is only about 20 minutes on average. 15 minutes flying in, depending on the headwinds or tailwinds. Dallas is 170 miles away from Austin, Texas, and you fly up there in 25 minutes, to give you an example, from Austin, Texas. Houston's 170 miles as well, and it takes about 25 minutes. But 10 miles out, autopilot was engaged, and the plane went down to the ground. So we'll get into that as well. Some of the other news I'm going to cover. Federal obligations exceed world gross domestic product. Does $5.5 trillion terrify anyone yet? $65.5 trillion? That's only what's due today, not the true obligations. We're talking over $1,000 trillion conservatively, all created by fiat. They will bankrupt the world, the international bankers, and then claim we all owe this fiat money to them. Nice work if you can get it. That's just some of what's coming up after this quick break. Jam-packed transmission. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to open the phones up in this first hour and in the second hour, as well as the third and the fourth today. We only have one guest joining us, continuing our ongoing series dealing with the states rebelling against the criminal activities of the federal government, which is no longer a federal government. It is completely a privately owned subsidiary now of offshore criminal banks. So that is coming up. With one of the people that was first involved setting the bushfires in the minds of men and women back in the early 1990s and was the legislative aide. And we did check into this and confirm that that was the case. He called in last week as a caller. He's also one of the moderators on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. And indeed, it was Colorado first in 94 that passed a law declaring states' rights against the feds, and that's still on the books. And so we wanted to get him on to go back to the roots of the current upswing in 10th Amendment Declaration of Liberties, or what you could call the second peaceful American Revolution. At least we're attempting that right now. All right, let's go ahead and get into the news that I have here. Federal obligations exceed world GDP. Does $65.5 trillion terrify anyone yet? By Dr. Jerome Corsi, as the Obama administration pushes through Congress its $800 billion deficit spending economic stimulus plan, the American public is largely unaware that the true deficit of the federal government already is measured in trillions of dollars. And in fact, the $65.5 trillion in total obligations exceeds the gross domestic product of the world. The entire United States GDP is like $13 trillion a year. And the private offshore banks have already stolen, according to Bloomberg Now, $9.7 trillion is now the amount of the bailout. We finally got some new numbers. Meanwhile, what are governments up to? This is out of the New York Post. The governor's high pay Chrissy. Staffers get secret raises amid freeze. Yeah, that's like Obama saying, I'm really against the bailout we've had, and it's really terrible, the banker bailout, and they've just stolen some of the money, and we're gonna put caps on their salaries. Of course, all the big companies are exempt, and if future companies take any money, it's an honor system, and there's no enforcement clause. Meanwhile, all over the country, you notice they're raising hundreds and hundreds of new taxes in some states, like 84 new taxes in New York State alone, but hundreds nationwide and growing. No one has an accurate number. We just know it's in the hundreds and growing. And suddenly you just see police everywhere. Everywhere I go, I just see police. And I've been in other states as of late, and you just see police literally every half mile, every 2 miles, writing tickets, out there squeezing the public for more and more money that doesn't exist. And is government going to shrink its size? No, they're going to expand. Oh, you don't have the money. Well, how about a jackboot stomp you in the face then? Albany Governor Patterson has secretly granted raises of as much as 46%. Oh, most Americans have lost their jobs or gotten big pay cuts, but not if you're in government. 46% pay raise to more than a dozen staffers at a time when he has asked 130,000 state workers to give up 3% pay hikes because of the state's fiscal crisis. The Post has learned the startling pay hikes, costing about $250,000 annually, were granted after the governor's emergency declaration in August of a looming fiscal crisis that required the state to cut spending and impose a hard hiring freeze. Now, the media will report on these little corruptions, but this is nothing compared to, again, what the private offshore banks are doing, bringing the nation into receivership. Here's another one out of New York. Adult download tax proposal awaits climax in Albany. Now, they have other bills in there right now to tax internet downloads, movie downloads, video game downloads, so everything. But they know how to propose it to the public. Whereas the bills say they're going to tax everything online, shopping carts, you name it. And we have previous articles admitting that. They're selling it to the public to stop porn. You know, that evil porn, it's a vice. So let us build the bureaucracy to tax everything. In fact, the bills actually do tax much of the internet and most of the sales and things that go on there. It's just that they're going to advertise that it's porn. People are like, well, go ahead and tax porn. And then that brings in the grid to track everything that's going on the web all over the country and the world through New York as other states adopt. Enforce registration, tracking, taxation, total control. By the way, the New York Times has come out today. It's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And has, and in fact, guys, I thought that was in my stack. Will you guys go to infowars.com for me in the top stories up there and get me the one with the New York Times calls for internet too? I noticed it wasn't in my stack. Thank you. I hit print this morning, but it didn't print. Adult download tax proposal awaits climax in Albany. Oh, and there's a little pun there about climaxing. This is the best tax you ever had. A state proposal to add a 4% tax for downloading movies and music will also apply to internet porn. See, they admit in the first line, oh, this is actually all music and movies, and this creates the taxing grid. Now they'll sick the tax police on you if you're caught downloading any movies. Even if somebody wants to give them to you for free, doesn't matter, it's got to be taxed. Governor Patterson recently suggested the so-called iPod tax to help close a $15 million budget deficit, but few realize the levy would also apply to XXX rated material. The skin industry denounced the move as a cheap political stunt. The last thing any of us need is an additional tax, said Stephen Hirsch, CEO of Vivid Entertainment Group, a self-proclaimed king of porn. These are very difficult times, and nobody can afford to lose even one customer. The new tax technically isn't a sin tax since it applies to all digitally delivered entertainment services. But see, they've got the phony churches on the government payroll out all over the country. There's a bunch of states trying to pass this, and the feds have written the laws, and different international bodies standardize things, and then they have them pass it. Europe's trying the same thing. And they advertise, what, you're not for porn, are you? But it's a tax on everything. And even if it was just a tax on porn, which it isn't, it sets up the bureaucracy, the grid, and sets the precedent. It would also apply to businesses located in New York State, leaving some to wonder if companies would relocate to avoid the tax. It always starts like that. But take Apple Computers. They have different states have a sales tax on that. But you buy it out of state, they still charge you the sales tax and collect it for the government and give it to them, you know, to the particular government. And there's no law. They just do it. See, this is how the bureaucracy operates. When the tourists come, they come to us to buy things. We want to bring people here. We will make money, which is good for everyone, the manager said. A cashier at World of DVD in Times Square in business has said, business has been falling during the past year. Customers already say they have no money. Well, it doesn't matter. Government can't stop. It only grows. It doesn't have a business cycle. It just grows and grows and grows and takes the majority of the money and offshores it to its banker masters and owners. Here's another one. If you look at the Oregon bills, they have a whole gaggle of them that they've introduced, but the one that's getting the attention is a beer tax. A lot of people don't drink beer, so they say, eh, I'm for it. And they'll always threaten you with another tax. They go, well, we're going to have an expansion of sales tax, or we're going to have an expansion of property tax if you don't do this. So you better go along with this tax. And then the next year they pass the tax they threatened you with the last one with. Proposed 1,900% beer tax hike. This is from KGW TV. Lawmakers say tax will help budget. Brewers warn of lost jobs. Five Oregon state lawmakers want to impose a hefty tax on beer and have introduced a bill that brewers say would cripple them. Four Portland legislators joined a Springfield senator to introduce Oregon House Bill 2,461, which would impose a $49.61 tax on each barrel of beer produced by Oregon brewers. And then a bunch of idiots, I've seen them saying, well, so what? I don't buy barrels. I don't buy kegs. No, no, that's the unit measurement used in taxation. You will pay per bottle, dimwit. The tax would raise revenue for the state at a time when budgets are running in the red. Specifically, the bill says it would fund prevention, treatment, and recovery programs for those addicted to alcohol and other substances. Yeah, like they said, they were going to have lottery in, you know, all the major states to fund education funds, and it ends up the mobs running it, and they don't give the money to education, and all it does is a tax on the ignorant and the poor. So many times I try to go in a gas station to pay for gas or buy some cookies or something, and there's all these people lined up just desperately on Friday after they get their paychecks just buying lottery. I got to make it big. I got to get $1 million. It's this get-rich-quick. It's this delusional, magical thinking. Same thing that people think Barack Obama's going to save them or George Bush was going to save them. It's delusion. You're always waiting for the next thing to get suckered on. The tax would raise revenue for the state at a time when budgets are running in the red. Specifically, the bill says it would fund prevention, treatment, and recovery. It also defends the tax by claiming alcoholism and untreated substance abuse cost the state $4.15 billion in lost earnings, as well as more than $8 million in health care. See, that's the socialism. People drinking cost a lot of money to taxpayers. What about the illegal aliens? They dwarf all that combined. Oh, don't talk about that and their cost. No. Brewers say it isn't the low tax that makes Oregon such an alternative business climate for crafting beers. They say it is the low tax. All right, we'll be right back. Well, government's got to kill every industry, and that's what they do. They've got to control everything. We are back live. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to play the audio from a couple of YouTube clips where people are criticizing myself and others. One guy says that I'm making up spider goats. I mean, this has happened hundreds of times. I get up here and I talk about cross-species, genetically modified organisms, part pig, part human, part monkey, part human, part ape, part human, part goat, part spider for body armor. You know, that's been in the news for now 10 years. And that's why people think I'm a liar, because they're uninformed and they really believe I'm lying about this on air. So I thought I'd pull up some news articles, read those on air for people, and then, you know, just play a clip. Another guy is basically rebuking myself, Mark Dice, and others, saying that we never talk about the Bible or the Luciferian elements of the New World Order. That's not true. But I'm not playing this because I'm being criticized. I'm playing this because I see this type of mindset over and over again with people when they approach knowledge. So that is coming up. Your phone calls are also coming up in the next segment. Okay, so I just got into how all over the country, different states are erecting or trying to pass hundreds of new taxes. And they're on the few industries left. And they will come out with taxes on production and say it's for porn or say it's for beer. But then when you read between the lines and the fine print, you find out that it's taxes across the board. In fact, in the last few days, I've seen five different Obama administration officials, cabinet members, and some U.S. senators come out and say, we've got to have a carbon tax for the government shortfall. And then they admit they're going to tax your cars, your houses, your air conditioners, your water, cows, sheep, pigs. They want a steak tax, so they're going to tax the farmer, the rancher, but then they're going to tax you when you eat hamburger, when you eat steak, when you eat any meat. I mean, folks, this carbon tax business is hundreds and hundreds of taxes. So we're going to go over that as well. But speaking of internet, too, in the last 6 years, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, in my direction, have done deep research on internet, too, and written detailed articles, some of which have gotten national attention, and people still have trouble believing our claims, even when we link to the government announcements, to the university announcements, and to the consortium of European and Anglo-American governments, the U.S., Canada, England, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, France. And they have Internet 2 consortium meetings every month, but they have big ones, big conventions once a year, and they always announce at the beginning, it's their catchphrase, the Internet is dead, and then they all hooray and cheer. And for at least 7 years, we learned about it about 5-6 years ago, they met right here in Austin 3 years ago, they are building the new Internet. And they're allowing the old internet to be shut down and fail, and they're preparing to force everyone onto it. Within 2 years is what they say. And now the net neutrality is being blocked, net taxation is beginning, net registration is beginning, federal and international courts are ruling, you have no anonymity when you're surfing. And so it's an entire cocktail or group of programs that will incrementally kill the internet as we know it. Now, this is violently unpopular. The people are extremely upset worldwide by this when they learn of just pieces of it. But because it's to be phased in incrementally, the plan is going to succeed right now unless people get the big picture. I mean, even, quote, anti-net neutrality or groups that are for net neutrality, they're anti non-net neutrality, even the, quote, consortiums that study this and, quote, fight against it, don't seem to get the big picture. And when I do videos about it and break it down, people are still in denial. This is the New York Times today. And it says, New York Times calls for Internet 2. We're going to go over this report after the break and then get to your phone calls. But they are shutting down the web. They basically have to, or we're going to kick their hind ends. You know, they've tried to counter our information war with lives, and it doesn't work in the info war.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word.
But that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
Out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Poncho bit down south ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go.
Ain't nobody knows.
There ain't nobody knows.
All the Do we need a new internet? Here it is in the New York Times as they introduce the end of the web to the slaves. Because they're nearing completion of Internet 2. We'll cover it when the song is done.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
It's hard to play a little bit of this song and not let Merle Haggard have the end here. I don't know whose voice I like better, Merle Haggard or Waylon Jennings.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. To save a few, we left it too. He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
We are back live.
Only let him go so
remember, they announce the FEMA camps after they've already built them, already prepared the police and military to go along with it, and the secret arrest of the American people and martial law. And it's the same thing with killing the internet. Now they're announcing Internet 2. That means they're preparing to move ahead with it. And they are moving ahead with it, ending net neutrality, taxing the internet, building a new internet, not upkeeping the major grids that allowed the real internet to operate. Now, when they have their meetings every year, Internet too, with government and private industry, they say it's wonderful. We're going to build the web, let everybody get on board, and then we're just going to shut down the old web and force everyone into a few thousand websites we control. Then there won't be an Infowars.com. Or a prisonplanet.com or a jonesreport.com or your website. You will have a sub-site just like you do on MySpace or just like you do on Facebook or YouTube, and they can delete you, they can censor you, they can control you. Here's an example. We let about 500 people on average, some weeks it's more, some less, new members into our MySpace account, MySpace/InfoWarrior. Doesn't matter. Our number just keeps dropping. It was up at 60,000. It's down at 50,000 now. It's actually growing. They don't care. It's shut down. They don't let us send out most of our bulletins. So I have a MySpace account, but it's becoming basically worthless. Many hotels, many government buildings, many university computer systems and libraries. Many governments, many countries, many wireless systems that, quote, governments offer for free. You can't go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are on the list of banned websites. And don't think that Yahoo and Google and Microsoft don't know how to do this. They already run the censorship for China and other nations. They built the architecture for the communist Chinese. And so that's what they're setting up here. They're now incrementally. The analogy of how they're shutting the web down is like the HAL 9000 in 2001, A Space Odyssey, when the astronaut goes into the control bay and he's turning HAL off one memory cell at a time. And he turns one off of the first 100 or so memory cubes. And he says, Dave, don't do that. Let's talk, Dave. No, Dave. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. They've already turned off about 20 of them. They're moving down. The public doesn't know they're shutting the old web off, and it's starting to say, Dave, you don't need to do that. And so they're shutting it down right now. Do we need a new internet? 2 decades ago, a 23-year-old Cornell University graduate student brought the internet to its knees with a simple software program that skipped from computer to computer at blinding speed, thoroughly clogging the then tiny network in a space of a few hours. The program was intended to be a digital Kilroy, was here, just a bit of cybernetic fungus that would unobtrusively wander the net. However, the programmer error turned it into a harbinger, heralding the arrival of a darker cyberspace. And it's turned out the government industry writes most of the big viruses. More of a mirror for all of the chaos and conflict of the physical world than a utopia refuge from it. The mainstream media always demonizes the internet and talks about how dangerous and evil and bad it is. Since then, things have gotten much, much worse. Oh, it's so terrible on the internet. The only thing that kept our economy going after what happened in the 90s. Bad enough that there is a growing belief among engineers and security experts that internet security and privacy have become so maddeningly elusive that the only way to fix the problem is to start over. They're always advertising how the web is dangerous, how you get ripped off on the web. I've seen the federal statistics. Close to 90% of credit card fraud is people inside banks and institutions and government selling people's data. I mean, they have thefts all the time of a million names and addresses and social security numbers, or Bank of America, 3 million. People go inside. It's like a bank robbery. They put millions of names on one disk, inside job. They then sell it to foreign nations, Russia, India, Nigeria. They allow people to sit there and legally engage in crime from overseas. Then they use the web to carry it out. It's like the government's now making all the passports have RFID, a bunch of different driver's licenses have radio frequency identification devices, and now it's admitted in the news, but never nationally, that people are driving around with readers, and in minutes in a major city can get hundreds of names and social security numbers, and are using that for fraud. Does the government care? No. The worse the identity theft gets, the more control they'll call for with biometric access to your data. Oh, you got a thumbprint or face scan now to use your card because there's so much identity theft. What a new internet might look like is still widely debated. That's not true. They've already built it. But one alternative would, in effect, create a gated community. I want Paul Watson to do I Told You So article and pull up that 4-year-old story he did about MySpace as the Trojan horse of net censorship. Listen to this, a gated community where users would give up their anonymity and certain freedoms in return for safety. Oh, safety granted by the government. Today, that is already the case for many corporate and governmental internet users. Yeah, you have the safety to not see Infowars.com. Keep your mind safe. As a new and more secure network becomes widely adopted. Remember how they said put all your money in 401ks because the government would keep it safe? And now they're stolen, what, more than half your value? They'll take it all before they're done. Oh, they've got something safe for you. Where users would give up their anonymity and certain freedoms in return for safety. Give up your liberty for security. What'd the founders say about that? You'll get neither liberty nor security doing that. Today, there is already the case for many corporate and government internet users. As a new and more secure network becomes widely adopted, the current internet might end up as the bad neighborhood of cyberspace. No, they say that once they get about 30% of people to sign up for Internet 2, they're just going to shut down the old web. Remember like 5 years ago when Level 3 and Cogent, just two medium-sized backbone peer-to-peer systems, had a fight with each other and over a third of the web was inaccessible? They just punch a few buttons, it's gone, okay? You would enter at your own risk and keep an eye over your shoulder while you were there. What does this mean? You would keep an eye over your shoulder. Oh, my goodness. Unless we're willing to rethink today's internet, says Nick McCowan, a Stanford engineer involved in building the new internet. Oh, building the new internet. We're just waiting for a series of public catastrophes. That was driven home late last year when a malicious software program thought to have been unleashed by a criminal gang in Eastern Europe suddenly appeared after easily sidestepping the world's best cyber defenses. Folks, they've built the Microsoft operating system that most of the internet and the web and your computer is based on with government backdoors into all of it, and that's what's allowed all this to happen. And they know that and brag about it. It's very funny. Known as Conficker, it quickly infected more than 12 million computers, ravaging everything from computer systems at a surgical ward in England to the computer networks of a French military. That's a bunch of baloney. The military has their networks off system. What, some of the stuff the troops used in their barracks got messed up? Conflicker remains a ticking time bomb. Oh. It now has the power to lash together those infected computers into a vast supercomputer called a bonnet that can be controlled clandestinely by its creators. What comes next remains a puzzle. You know, that was just the Russians, many experts say, tying in to the surveillance net that the NSA and NORTHCOM are using the internet for that they designed. Well, you don't think the Chinese and the Russians don't know it's designed to surveil everybody? The worldwide wiretap, as it's called by them? Conficker would be used as the world's most powerful spam engine, perhaps to distribute software programs to trick computer users into purchasing fake antivirus protection. Oh, no. Or much worse, it might also be used to shut off entire sections of the internet. But whatever happens, Conficker has demonstrated the internet remains highly vulnerable to a concerted attack. And we know the globalists that ran the false flag attack of 9/11 and have ran the false implosion of the banking system to bring in their world government. We know they're the main culprits. Most hackers are actually fighting them. You know, they act like hackers are running around attacking and robbing and stealing. No, that's the government people and the organized crime. Real hackers, I'd say 95% of them, are defending free speech all the way to the wall. And we salute them. If you're looking for a digital Pearl Harbor, we now have the Japanese ship steaming towards us. On the horizon, said Rick Wesson, the chief executive of Support Intelligence, a computer consulting firm, said recently. The internet's original designers never foresaw that the academic and military research network they created would one day be the burden of carrying all the world's communications and commerce. There was no one central control point, and its designers wanted to make it possible for every network to exchange data with every other network. Little attention was given to security. Since then, there have been immense efforts to bolt up security with little effect. Total bull. It's a wonderful adventure on the internet. But they'll make it all sterile with a few thousand sites. Already Time Warner in Texas. Time Warner in Canada is restricting the sites you can go to just a few thousand. That's on record. In many respects, we are probably worse off than we were 20 years ago, said Eugene Sapford. Oh, yes, it's just terrible that we now can surf around and have choices. See, they have to do this because the alternative media is destroying the mainstream propaganda whores. Their market share is imploding. The people have now had a taste of true diversity. The citizen media, citizen reporters are taking over. People are doing real reporting for their local town. They're even making it profitable. Just two or three men or women will set up local news in their small town. People start visiting it. People can go post on message boards about what happened to them at different businesses, which ones they like, which ones they don't. This is a true liberating force greater than Gutenberg's press. Movable type. And I'm sorry, you're not going to put the genie back in the bottle. That's why we have to race, though, to totally get into every corner of the web, ladies and gentlemen, and get our information, the freedom information, on every platform and dominate those platforms. I mean, good luck keeping my information even out of internet, too. Good luck. In many respects, we're probably worse off than we were 20 years ago, said Eugene Sapford, the executive director of the Center for Education, Research, and Information Assurance and Security at Purdue University and pioneering internet security researcher. Because of all the money that has been devoted to patching the current problem rather than investing in the redesign of our infrastructure. Oh, yes, we need to redesign and in their words, have a gated community where you give up your freedoms. That's a quote. Oh, yes. Because of all the money has been devoted to patching the current problem rather than investing in the redesign. That's not true. You're putting it all into the new system and then causing problems. In fact, many computer security researchers view nearly two decades of efforts to patch the existing network as a marginal line approach to defense. That's what the French had against the Germans. No, the Vichy French that control most of the upper echelon of the French military stood down. That's what happened. In fact, many computer security researchers view the nearly two decades of efforts to patch the existing network as a marginal line approach to defense. See, that's not true. It's because it is diverse that it's so strong. That's why it's resisted all these attacks. But they don't tell you that. a reference to France's series of fortifications that proved ineffective during World War II. The shortcoming is focusing on such sturdy digital walls that they once are evaded, the attacker has access to all the protected data behind them. Well, you just don't keep your key data on a computer that's hooked to the web. Now, what does Internet 2 do? It makes you put all your data on separate servers, which again gives the government and industry control. Hard on the outside with a soft, chewy center. This is the way many veteran computer security researchers think of such strategies. Despite a thriving global security industry that is projected to reach $79 billion in revenues next year, and the fact that 2002 Microsoft itself began an intense corporate-wide effort to improve the security of its software, Internet security has continued to deteriorate globally. No, it hasn't. This has made a new industry. They're just hijacking the only growth industry we've got that's kept the economy afloat. All right, we'll come back, start going to your phone calls. That's Internet, too. They're coming after your Internet. All right, I'm going to get more into Internet, too, and all the taxation and control that's coming in. But they let an industry build up, diversify, everybody invest in it. Then they just hijack the whole thing. Kind of like we build the roads nationwide with our tax money. Now, President Bush signed an executive order. Obama is continuing the entire program to just, by executive order, make states basically hand over their roads to foreign offshore companies to then slap toll roads on them. It's the same thing. They're just pirates. That's where the real power is in controlling government so that you as a private corporation can pay off government to take over industries you want. Let's go ahead and go to Hannibal in New York. Hannibal, welcome. Yes,
hello?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from New York, and I've been listening about 2 years. I woke up when I first saw a video from Luke Ludowski when he confronted some guy in YMCA.
Yeah, that was a Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Yes. Boy, I tried to tell some close people to me, and they think I'm crazy about everything that's going on and stuff like that. They say I'm like an occult, and I lost a girlfriend over this.
That's right. Questioning the government is cultic. Trust them. The pension funds aren't being robbed. The foreign banks aren't taking, you know, Newsweek isn't calling for world government run by the banks. They are, but if you read Newsweek and read it to them, it doesn't exist because they like being schmucks. They like being slaves. They've been taught it's cute and fashionable to be an idiot.
Yeah, it's like the Matrix. When they tell you try to wake somebody up too late, they do what they can to protect the Matrix. I show them all the evidence and everything, and they still deny it. They do the double speak.
Well, you need to not worry about those particular people. Let me guess, you're trying to wake up your friends and family?
Yeah, a lot of them respond to
they don't. They don't respect you, sir. They don't respect you. You'll have better luck with people that don't know you.
Yeah, I've had better luck with people. I'm spreading news up here on the east side, Manhattan, you know, and I get a good response. Not like when I was...
Yeah, just don't waste your time. Hey, don't... Waste your time. Give your friends and family videos and articles and information and just say, hey, I care about you. See, they think you're trying to show off that you're uppity and smart.
He actually emailed me a remark like that saying I was too smart for her.
I understand their programming. So just say, look, I love you. That's why I'm giving this. Later, you'll understand. And then later, they will. If you bow up to them and try to argue back, they'll get that demonic smile that's all been programmed. Very complex programming to go into, but they'll get that little smirk. They'll stick their tongue out a little bit, like a little snake, and then giggle. And that's the spirit of weakness and the spirit of enslavement. And just say, I understand it's scary. Just check it out. And then down the road, they will be abused by the system, and then they'll remember.
Well, and those seeds, they were like somewhat abused by the system, and they still denying it.
That's because they can't admit they were abused, because then they would think they were powerless. See?
Okay.
Do you understand the psychology?
Well, sort of. Yeah.
Look, if I was you, I would just worry about yourself, getting yourself prepared for what's coming and what's already going on, and I would try to reach out to those that care. I would try to... the power of just somebody like you, say, going into an ABC News or a Sean Hannity message board or, you know, into mainline message boards and posting links and saying, hey, what do you think of this story about FEMA camps being built? And then what will happen is they'll have moderators that will say, that's ridiculous, it doesn't exist. But somebody will click the link and go, no, that's a mainstream news story. And then a whole debate will ensue. See, we do to them what they do to us. But instead of coming in with disinfo, lies, and distractions, we come in with info bombs, plant the seed, move on. Plant the seed, move on. The best place is the internet. That's why they're wanting to shut it down. But also, wear a pro-liberty t-shirt. Walk around downtown. You'll meet like-minded people. Then create cadres in your areas. And then expand the physical info war through information spread in the physical plane as well as the internet.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Another guest joining us on the states' rights issue as states declare sovereignty in the next hour. Going to get into some other important stories like pill to erase bad memories, ethical furor over drugs that threaten human identity. We'll get into some other important stories dealing with $65.5 trillion federal obligation exceeds world gross domestic product. Right now, though, let's go back to your calls. Dylan, Patriot Bear, James, Randy, and others. Dylan in Toronto, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
It's actually really good that you're talking about the internet, too, today. I actually just did a video for my site for the internet, too, yesterday. I thought that you'd be interested in a case that's going on today, actually, with PirateBay.com. It's a torrent file-sharing website, and they're getting threatened of being shut down. The problem the government's having is that it is it's based in Europe. So what they're doing is they're pushing these legislations and law behind this case, making it look like a copyright issue case, but really they're saying that they want to hold the Internet service providers themselves liable that if they allow access to sites like these. So they're giving these Internet service providers...
Yeah, that's how they're going to shut it down. They're saying, oh, Time Warner and Comcast and all the big internet companies, which even if you're on a small company, you go through them, they're saying that they have a liability, which is not true. They actually own most of the big music and movie companies as well and other subsidiaries. So they're threatening action against themselves, saying, oh, we have to create a safe list of sites that are approved so that we don't have liability, as if they have a liability because they allow somebody to go to a site that is supposedly infringing copyright. Again, that's one of the ways they're shutting the web down now. It's happening now. Go ahead.
Exactly, and it's funny because you know what these companies are already pro-New World Order anyway, so they're just laughing when they say stuff like that.
Well, no, I mean, listen, Time Warner and all these guys own whole movie divisions. This
exactly,
is made up.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's another thing that you need to know about, too, that you haven't talked about yet. In Ontario, Canada, I'm actually an American, I'm just in Toronto for business, but in Ontario, Canada, recently a judge ruled that authorities do not need search warrants to obtain IP addresses now.
So yeah, I saw that article yesterday. It came out on a Saturday with worldwide implications because all the different internet companies go through Canada, even if they're not based there. And they're saying that without a warrant, that the police will be able to have access basically to everything and everybody's internet history. And again, that just completely just annihilates privacy and allows Big Brother in. No, they're making their move on the web right now.
Definitely. And I don't want to connect too many dots, but I thought it could be pretty scary when you look at, like, they can go to Infowars.com, for example, and see the IP addresses that have accessed that, and then get your name, which leads to your address, and it just makes it really scary when you start talking.
Well,
about
Well, no, they still have to go and demand that, and most service providers are still refusing it. So that's a Canadian case, and there's other case law saying they can't do that. The point is, this fight is ongoing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking about it, Alex.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up those key points. I mean, that's what I mean. There's just so much going on, so many attacks on the internet as we know it. Listen, about half the packages we ship into Canada get intercepted. My films, the books, the other videos we carry. Mainline, totally legal. My films are sold, in Barnes & Nobles and places in Canada. We go through UPS. We send it through customs. We fill out all the paperwork. They just take them out, smash them all, and then part of the time ship back the smash packages to us. Canada is worse than China anywhere on shipping things in. They search your mail. Now, do you think they like the fact that Canadians can just go to prisonplanet.tv, bypass all that government censorship, and see all my films in super high quality? No, they don't like that, and we're kicking their butt. We're exposing all the criminal activities that they're engaged in, that governments are engaged in, and it's hurting them. We are giving them a serious bloody nose. We're in this fight. That's why they need to shut the web down. And if we politically say no, they're not going to be able to get away with it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls, and I have several audio clips I want to play of people criticizing me so we can analyze their psychology. Because these guys are what I'd call archetypes out there, and it's important for these guys and people that think like them to understand where they are missing the boat. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Patriot Bear in California.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I'm calling from the high desert in California. I'm a retired Air Force military. I'm a subscriber to Prison Planet TV.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Over a year and a half ago, when I got a job at a military base in California, there's a few stations that would come in because of the building that I worked in, and one of them was your show was on that station. And I didn't really take you serious back then. I said, is this guy for real or what? I just, because of the way that they programmed you, when you watch the news and you watch shows and all that, when you hear something that's conspiracy and all that, you don't know if it's, can you take this guy for real or what? And then they took you off the air, and they put you on later on for only an hour. So I didn't really listen to you anymore. And then I said, well, whatever happened to that Alex Jones guy? So I browsed you, and I found your site, and you started talking about the FEMA camps. So I did some research on the FEMA camps in Google, and this is what I came up with. You ever heard of mindful.org?
I believe so.
Mindfully.org?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they have an article in here back in 2004, and if you would let me read a couple paragraphs real quickly. It says, should martial law need to be implemented in the United States, all it would take is a presidential signature on a proclamation and the attorney general's signature on a warrant to which a list of names is attached. Ask yourself if you really want to be on Ashcroft's list. Rex 84 program was established on the reasoning that if a mass exodus of illegal aliens crossed the Mexican-U.S. border, they would be quickly rounded up and detained detention centers by FEMA.
And then, sir, and that says, is to be used, they admit, in Rex 84 as the cover story. And now we're hearing in the El Paso Times, oh, they're getting ready for martial law in FEMA camps for Mexico to collapse.
They use these
as cover stories with the local police. Yes, sir, you can go to the Houston Chronicle, you can go to the San Francisco Chronicle, you can go to the Army Times now and read about FEMA camps and troops to be used against the American people. And that's what shocks me, is folks are making YouTube videos saying I'm making this up when it's all over the news now, which means they're getting ready, or at least are thinking about going live with this and actually doing it. But, I mean, if you want to read more of the article, go ahead.
But what I wanted to tell you was it also shows each state which camp is at which city and all that, which is closed bases and all that. And then it also gives the executive orders. It shows the whole thing. And then mindfully.org has a note. It says, it may be easy to find fault with the premises of this article. You may even know of numerous sites that are not used as camps. But the plain fact remains that the U.S. maintains illegal prisons around the world and remains secrecy only to I can't remember what that says, but the way
Obama
things are going
is continuing all of that.
And the way things are going on in the U.S., it's not a matter of if, but when these unused facilities come online to serve the master, otherwise known as Moloch, mostly likely not Japanese, in the U.S. doubt the premises of this article, and for Jews in Europe during the Holocaust, the article must hit hard to know. So what makes you think it can't happen here?
Let me just ask you a question. Does that article source all the mainstream news admitting it?
It comes from Friends of Liberty.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Look, this is what I found. People email me constantly with articles that don't link to all the admissions. When we write, I don't understand this. I really don't. And I'm not talking about this particular article. I haven't seen it. But when I hear articles where it goes, you may not believe this or it may not be proven, but and I never understand those stories. It is on record that FEMA camps have been built all over the United States. It is on record the military is training to confiscate your firearms and put you in them. It is in the congressional record. The Pentagon has openly announced it. The bills have been introduced or passed. The camps have been built. And 99% of the time, now I'd say 95% of the time, when I see other people's sites or news sites, it doesn't source any of it. They just say, we've heard camps are being built, and maybe they'll mention Rex 84. Folks, this is not an opinion. This is not speculation. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight talking about this, and I'm going to read bill numbers on air. I'm going to read Pentagon directives on air. I'm going to give you where you can get them. Folks, they had secret camps from 1986 to 1997 operating at 24 locations in the United States with people in them. Now I'm going to give you the source. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. And you'll go read it and go, oh, yeah, they do say they secretly had federal prisoners at military bases under military control. These were not military prisoners. These were people from regular federal prisons, civilians. This was not somebody that hauled off and punched their sergeant in boot camp. These are non-military prisoners in there working in labor camps. And they kept it secret for 11 years. Then it was declassified in 97. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. You can go to the Army Times and read about them preparing to use 20,000 combat troops against the American people. You can read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act saying the governors run nothing, the military and NORTHCOM run everything. You can read PDD 51. You can watch video clips of House committee chairmen saying they're not allowed to see PDD 51 in its entirety, that it's martial law. We can play clips of Senator Inhofe saying they've been threatened with martial law. I can show you Bloomberg headlines with Federal Reserve governors saying that they're not even involved now, that War Powers Act has been declared and the New York Fed's running the country. It's all there. It's all documented. It's all real. And I've told Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson has a FEMA camp section, a data page at the bottom of prisonplanet.com. I got Kurt Nimmo today making a FEMA camp martial law gun control master page and making a states' rights page. That's going to be done. We're going to do more and more of this. We just haven't had the personnel get it all done. We're too busy writing the articles to ever collate them all. And I'm not bashing you, Patriot Bear. I'm glad you called. I just, millions of times, people, thousands of times, they've called me and said, you know, I didn't believe you, but, you know, what do you think of this article? Is it real? Of course it's real, folks. James in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I have two important questions. One being on SSRIs. I'm on a medicine called Lexapro.
Serotonin. For those that don't know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I hear, I've been listening for a few months now, and I've heard some things about Prozac and stuff, but I just want to know, are all the SSRIs the same, and what exactly do they do that's harmful?
Yes. Have you read the, you know, Dr. Dean Adell, who we've had on, every time I tune into him, he's, autism is not caused by mercury, mercury's not bad for you, all supplements are bad, it's all made up, blah, 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 all these kooks practice medicine that aren't doctors. When I get up here and I cover things, I'm going off the studies. I'm going off of neuroscientists, brain surgeons, neurologists. I'm going off the experts, hundreds of them we've interviewed over the years. All you need to do is read the insert for Prozac and the other major brands of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and it admits what comes in the box, not what Alex said. And see, Dina Dell doesn't want you reading this because he's funded by the drug companies. You go and you read, and it says it causes violent psychopathic breaks, suicidal tendencies, violent outbursts, depression. And they've done double-blind placebo test, and sugar pill is better than Prozac for depression. They've done medical double-blind on St. John's wort, and it actually does help with depression. Sugar pill doesn't do anything. Prozac hurts you, and yes, they're all made out of the fluoride molecule, and they are toxic. They actually attack body tissues. It's all on record. Just like I told everybody that the HPV shot, the, quote, cancer cure shot, was killing people. I mean, do you think I get up on air and say that? I'd be sued if it wasn't true by Merck. It was in their trials it killed people. They admit it kills people. But see, they'll have thousands of studies against them, and so they'll go out and the drug companies do this, and they'll go off and pay off one doctor to then come out and say he put out fake info, say, against mercury and vaccines. And they go, see, it's all discredited. There's no autism. Everything's fine. Mercury's good for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see.
Let me ask you, how did you get on serotonin reuptake inhibitors?
Well, I've had severe anxiety problems since elementary school. I'm 18 now. And
how did that start? How did that start?
That just started one day in the fifth grade. I started getting sick just going to school.
All right, let me ask, were you drinking Coca-Cola and eating big sugar cakes?
Yeah, like the average kid I was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? I'm an adult, and if I eat a big sugar donut with jelly filled and drink a Coca-Cola, I start bouncing off the walls. I mean, have you had a dog, a puppy? Have you seen that young mammals have a lot of energy? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, you give a dog a jelly donut and some Coca-Cola, and that thing is going to go completely insane. So instead of you getting good nutrition, let me guess, did they put you on Ritalin first?
No, just went straight to the
Lexapro. Okay. Let's talk about it when we get back. Stay there, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on with this. All right, what you need to do is get fired up. Oh, no, it's Eastbound and Down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and Down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We're going to bring down the New World Order.
All right,
let's go back to James. James, they put these Coke machines, all this candy, all this crud food in the school lunch programs. And the children eat the food, then they crash from it, then they're depressed, and then they put them on Ritalin, Prozac, and a bunch of other things. It's come out, the big drug companies of the New Freedom Initiative brag, their internal documents came out 4 years ago, that they'd already put 20% of kids on these drugs. They wanted to put half of American school children on them. Children in their custody, 67% of the nation's foster children, are on more than one SSR drug and on the Ritalin class of drugs. So what happened is they gave you sugar, they gave you caffeine, they gave you all of this. You bounced off the walls. They said you had anxiety problems. And people, even if they're eating healthy, if they don't have a lot of physical action, if they're not playing sports, if they're not running around on the playground at least a few hours a day, they get antsy. They have anxiety. I mean, it's normal when you're 12 years old and you ask that girl in your class, you know, to meet you at the movies or at the mall to get butterflies, to have anxiety. Or when the bully, you know, after school, you're walking home and he comes over and starts shoving you and pushing you, you have anxiety. That is your power. That is your engine. That is your soul. That's your mind, your glands giving you the real drugs that are in your body that you're meant to have. And you're meant to work through those things and learn to deal with anxiety and learn to use it. I love it because it fuels me. I mean, that's how I can work as many hours. I worked 18 hours yesterday, by the way. I'm proud of that. I'm going to work 18 hours a day. I'll get off work at 4 a.m. today. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM because you're only alive once. So, son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes because we got a run to make. Now, I'm going to be very clear here with you, and we've had medical doctors on. You do not want to go off those drugs cold turkey. And when you try to get smaller pills, you know, smaller increments of the drug, they're going to say, why? Why do you want to go off this? Who told you that? You want to, and I'm not going to practice medicine here. I'm going to tell you to go research what medical doctors have said. You need to titrate the dose downwards. You need to bring it down over, I'd say, a two-month period. And I would also have a regimen of not watching as much TV or playing video games, getting healthy at the same time, and exercising and going out and looking at the stars at night. And I would, at the same time, what helps people pull themselves up is you need to volunteer at local soup kitchens and see people who are starving or people that are drunks or on drugs and see people with diarrhea running down their legs. That will raise your soul by helping them, and it'll let you know how blessed you are and how good you've got it, and then you won't be depressed because by helping others, you are fulfilled. Okay? Now, that's what you can do. The drug you're on, that entire class attacks the brain. It's highly toxic. It has damaged your serotonin receptors. It has changed your brain chemistry, but that's okay. You can get it back. There's still receptors that are left. But the road you're going down is a very dangerous one. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for informing me on that. And it might have been in the last 2 weeks. I did hear you say one comment in passing to one of your guests. It was that these SSRIs eat holes in the brain. They actually eat actual holes?
Well, I mean, what do you think it is when brain cells die? What do you think it is when toxins go in? I mean, that's why you get senile. The brain starts dying at age 30. You start losing over 1 million brain cells a day. And yes, they are highly. I have had brain surgeons, neurologists on who have said it attacks and kills brain cells.
Thank God I'm getting off early then.
Now, sir, I guess you see a psychologist to continue them giving you the drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually tried to discuss a little bit about the New World Order with him.
And he says it doesn't exist. You're mentally ill?
Yes. And that's how I knew that basically I did not listen to these people anymore.
And if you bring the world, but see, this is about, not all psychologists, but most of them, this is about, they're a priest class. This is about their power trip over you. And you could bring them the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, Reuters. You could bring them the Financial Times of London, saying world government's being shut up. He will then probably try to have you committed. Because that is a threat. How dare you say I'm wrong? It doesn't exist. So, James, I wouldn't act all freaked out with him. I wouldn't get into any big rigmarole. Just say, oh, I'm changing psychologist. And then I would get out of there. And then I would just decide, you're good. You don't have problems. You're God's beautiful creature. And find out a regimen to get off the drugs.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field. Gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stunt.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I've never spent much time.
Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. We have a guest coming up in about 25 minutes and some audio clips I want to play as well. I will be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tonight with a very important transmission to 16 million people. Hopefully we can get some bushfires lit for folks to know more about the states that are rebelling against the feds. We'll be covering that in the next hour as well. Oh, don't forget, before I get too far into this show, already an hour and 34 minutes, 41 seconds in, the Obama deception is nearing its completion. It'll be done in a week and a half. Then I've got to have it mass-produced. It will ship out on the 15th of March, 2009. It will also be available on the 15th of March, 2009, or Sunday evening to be precise, at prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv members in super high quality. You can download it or watch it streamed via Flash. There's four different formats. And this film needs to go supernova to expose that Obama is a front man to bring in the final New World Order banking system over the United States and the world. That's why they're calling him president of the world. Kissinger admits they wanted to bring in the New World Order. It is happening. So I would invite everyone to pre-order the Obama deception now, and as the orders come in order, that is the order they will be shipped out. So pre-order if you want the Obama deception first with your hard copy DVD in the highest quality at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The film is $19.95. You can get them for $9.95 when you get multiple copies, but I don't care. Buy one copy and make copies of that and get it out to people. I want this film to go viral like no film I've ever made before, and we've made quite a few that are in the record books as the most viral videos out there. People who don't know internet terminology, they go, viral? That's bad. No, we mean viral. One virus goes into a cell, programs it, it busts open, a million viruses spill out. That's what viral means. We make a film, and within a day of releasing it on the web, it goes bonkers everywhere. And believe me, this film is hardcore. And I am putting a lot of my essence into it, working the hardest I ever have to rush it out, but at the same time, to make sure it's my best work today. Because we don't have time to screw around and take 6 months to make a film. I'm making it more like three. I decided to make it about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, but we've been doing the research. But we've been hammering tongs in there, getting it done. Like blacksmiths in the Forge of Liberty. A hot flame blasting up out of the white-hot coals. And we are forging a great weapon in the info war to plunge into the heart of the New World Order system. Let's talk to Randy in Michigan. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about the Internet 2 topic, but first I wanted to comment also on the previous caller, James, that you just had. I agree totally with what you said to him. I have been on, you know, Zoloft, which is the generic sertraline for, well, quite a few years, and I finally wanted to come off of it. It's just, you know, just after hearing what the doctors say, and they did say exactly what you described, like, why do you want to lessen your dosage? I mean, you could take the pills in halves, you know, and I was like, well, I want to get off it. How do I do it? And they said, well, you got to wean yourself off. You got to, you know, take a half pill for 2 weeks, and it takes about 4 weeks both ways, you know, to go on the pill or go off it.
And yeah, a lot of the, and again, those are psychologists. I talk to neurologists and medical doctors, and they say 2 months. But I'm not going to give medical advice. I'm saying I would come off of it. This is what the experts say. But do not believe me. Go check it out for yourself.
Right, and I was nervous just coming, like I got a little anxious coming on the show, so obviously the pill ain't helping. So I'm also a member of Comcast. I'm sorry, oops, Freudian slip. They've been caught numerous times throttling BitTorrent connections. Like even when I download like your films, I've downloaded them on BitTorrent before I actually purchase them. And I agree that we're kicking the New World Order's butt with the web, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, most of the computer users that aren't kind of geeky like me, they don't realize it, but Linux and the open source movement, like GNU Linux, is helping do that. And I was wondering maybe in the future if you could have like a guest like Richard Stallman. He's like pretty much the father of the open source movement, in which is really taking a big bite out of Microsoft. And
well, that's another reason Microsoft wants to force everybody on Internet too, so they'll control the architecture. And all hail Linux. We're big Linux guys here, right? All right. Thank you so much for the call, Randy. John in Colorado, go ahead.
Alex, I salute you and everything you stand for. I want you to know that I'm one of the legions out here that has your back.
I appreciate it. God bless you. Your back.
Well, thank you. Originally, I was going to talk about spirituality in general, and specifically fear, but I had an idea that I thought was important. People are wondering how they're going to recognize their fellow awakened patriots, both now and in the coming weeks, which are likely to get a little crazy. I realize we need a sign or a symbol to call our own. So here it is. Picture in your mind the peace symbol. Now flip it upside down. What do you see?
You see a Teutonic rune of life.
Okay. Or, well, I see a victory sign. I see a human with their arms raised in victory.
Well, that's why it's a life sign. The only problem is that's been adopted by the white supremacist.
Oh. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. So maybe
don't know, the peace sign is the Nordic death rune, or a dead tree or a dead person with its arms down, and the rune of a cross with its arms up, that is the Teutonic life rune, and so that's been adopted by the National Alliance and others.
Okay, well, maybe that wouldn't be such a good idea. I didn't know that. I did a little bit of research, and it seemed like the peace sign...
I think our sign ought to be the colonial flag.
Okay.
The 13 stars.
All right.
And that way people know we're for America, defending against the globalist.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that, and I just want to say, united we stand, divided we're not.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I agree with you. Okay. Let's go ahead now and talk to Joe in Oregon. Joe, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I want to first say, man, I love your stuff, and I can't wait for the Obama deception to come out. And I mean, you're right on. But I had a question. Have you ever heard of this group called the Guardian Angels? They're like, a security group. They're worldwide.
Yeah, they started in New York, and they're a vigilante group, and they wear little red commando berets.
Yeah, and on their shirts, they got the Illuminati sign with the wings.
Yeah, it means we're watching you. You know, I don't know enough about them to pass judgment on them, but I have seen videos, and whoever's doing it needs to stop it. You know. Here's the problem: we don't control what anybody says or does on the message board until they're just saying kill black people and stuff like that. We do, I don't have the personnel. I don't want to spend the time censoring to go in there, but we can't have the police here at my office, which has happened. And then they go, how dare you not let me say, go after the president or whatever. But somebody goes into every InfoWars and Prison Planet article and post in separate topics this video of the Guardian Angels harassing a homeless man who they claim was smoking weed. Then they tackle him, they attack him, and then call the police and say he attacked them. And, that's what's dangerous about anything that's vigilante. Is that, especially if it's allied with the system, is that it becomes abusive. But I don't know if, all their work is that bad. Maybe we should have the Guardian Angels on. My whole issue is I'm tired of all discussion. I mean, here's an example. People will post their own 9/11 truth video links on the pages, stuff that politically is very politically incorrect, but I'll even leave it. But that isn't enough. Then they go, Alex, the piece of filth, is censoring us and not letting us post this. And then there'll be the link to the video. And I'm like, that's not fair. We're leaving all this up, and then they're blaming us. Or because it takes a minute or two for people's posts to go up because we've got a caching server. Because the site's so big, it's multiple servers. It's got to update every few minutes. It's not fair that we're not censoring people. And then they go in there and say we're censoring them. Or they have glitches and then say we're censoring. Now, we do have keywords on the site like, K-I-L-L Obama. And that's because the Secret Service has been here twice and we got subpoenaed by a federal court on another issue. And sometimes I'm tempted just to shut down the message board not the message board, but the comments, because you go in there, you don't have to register with your real name or email, you can do whatever you want, and people abuse the daylights out of it. And we know it, a lot of it's COINTELPRO, but I mean, that's a side issue. Anything else?
No, it was just basically about them. And, you know, I did look up, they got a website, guardianangels.org, and it, I don't know, it's kind of creepy to me. The whole red and black thing, and the symbol on their shirts, which is kind of weird. I don't know. And they've been around since, the 80s and whatnot. But the leader or the CEO of the whole little clan or whatever is, he's all over. They're all over YouTube and the whole, they're worldwide.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, all I know is people be having a discussion about states' rights or trying to get their state to pass a 10th Amendment resolution, and this guy, it isn't enough for him to just post it once or twice. He just every other post to try to take over discussion, and it's abusive. But then if I take the URL he keeps putting in and ban that, then it takes the computer system time to look at that word, and then it slows it down, and then it bans things it shouldn't be. So, c'est la vie. You know, that's the nature of freedom. It's about the most open website you'll find anywhere, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And so for being the most open, we then get accused of being censors. Speaking of that, I want to go ahead and start playing this clip and then stop it and start it and analyze it. I had the printout here in my stack. I wanted to be able to plug the name of the video. John, what's the name of that YouTube video with the Christian guy? No, not the guy saying I'm lying about spider goats. Okay, The Hidden Truth Behind the New World Order, Part 1. Okay, and it's a nice fella. He comes off as really nice and friendly and seems like a good person. And again, this isn't about me. I'm doing this because this is an example of the diversions and the distractions that we all end up going through when we have serious issues in front of us. And this fellow says that I never talk about the spiritual nature of the New World Order, that Mark Dice never talks about it. I mean, Mark Dice's book that I'm holding in my hand, The Resistance Manifesto, says that it's dealing with end times in the Antichrist. And he was just here Friday talking about that on air. And then this guy singles him out and says he's not talking about this. Now, see, you know, here's the deal. It's one thing to criticize us, but most of the criticism I see isn't based in reality. And I saw a commenter on the YouTube video saying, yeah, and he won't talk about the corruption of the Catholic Church either. I mean, I had George Humphrey in here talking about that Friday on the show. And I have Tex Mars on, all these guests, and I've always talked about it. And then they just say, no, you haven't. And no, you're not talking about how the globalists are occultists. I made films about it. But see, this is what the Christian church does. There's thousands of denominations. They all fight with each other endlessly. They all say that you're not covering the right biblical or scriptural perspective, or you're not. It's like a bunch of Pharisees. And see, this is a news broadcast. I cover the FEMA camps. I cover the mercury in 50% of the corn syrup. I cover, you know, hundreds and hundreds of issues. We bring forward constant solutions of ways to stop or fight the New World Order, like the states' rights issue. And all these different Christian denominations get mad at me because I won't sign on to their particular brand of Christianity and just make this a Bible show. Well, I'm sorry. The Bible shows I see are basically all establishment, politically correct, not covering any big issues or real issues. Most of them are on the government payroll. That's on record. And this is a news and analysis show. This is not about left wing or right wing. This is not about being a member of any group. I am my own person. And then I see this criticism against myself and others. And this is only a microcosm. There's a lot of this saying, Alex never gives solutions, when that's all we do is give solutions. You know, get healthy, get off Prozac, get off Ritalin, get out of the public school system, take control of your local states, lobby for more Second Amendment, lobby for national sovereignty, say no to RFID products, boycott them so they can't fully put them into place. I mean, all we do is say, fight Internet too. Here's how they're attacking the web. Warn people. You know, that's all we do. And they say, no, you don't give solutions. But the people that are always saying we don't give solutions, they're the ones that just talk trash about other patriots all day. I don't have time to be the patriot police and sit here and do this. I am trying to just get to as many people as I can to give you the information, to tell you, check it out for yourself, and then come up with a plan yourself of what you're going to do to take action against it. Because I know the decentralized program of fighting the New World Order is the best. I know that having everybody doing their own thing in their own area is pure force multiplication in the info war and cannot be stopped. The number one thing is wake up more people, because if people are awake to this New World Order and what's happening and how the bailout was staged and how it's a takeover and now we have all the admissions by government, then it will be so politically unpopular they're not going to be able to get away with it. Instead, I'd say about half the people on websites and YouTube and on these video things, they just sit around policing each other or obsessing over, it's just this group, and we're going to obsess on this group, and we're going to exaggerate the power of this group, and we're going to blah, blah, blah. When, meanwhile, meanwhile, the entire economy is being imploded, the New World Order is coming into play, and people are arguing and debating over who's got the best info or who the best talk show host is or who's got the best website. And obviously, I'm the big kahuna in all of this, so most of them are just jealous and upset with me, and I just feel sorry for him, because this is too dangerous of a world to be stuck on jealousy, folks. All right, let's go ahead and go straight into this clip. And this is somebody who means well, but has probably looked at 1% of my material, or Mark Dice's or others, and just says, Alex isn't telling you that this stuff's all in the Bible. When we've had hundreds and hundreds of guests getting into that, the point is that regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, you don't want to be part of this New World Order and this dehumanizing system. Let's go ahead and start the clip.
The New World Order. Those of you in the truth movement, you know what I'm talking about. And due to the limitations of MySpace, 10 minutes, I'm not going to get into much detail. But what I wanted to get across was this. Those in the truth movement, and that's, you know, Alex Jones and company, and those of you that believe in the 9/11 was an inside job, I consider myself a truther, believe seven basic tenets about this new world order that's coming. And I kind of wrote them down, and they're one, a global government, a one world government, the world under the control of one organization or one dominant group of elite people who want to control the world. A global currency means no more dollars, pesos, euros. It's going to be whatever it tends to be. Debits and credits probably issued electronically under some name. We don't know what yet. A government-sponsored religion. That could be one religion or 10, but they'll be under the umbrella of the government, under government control, government guidelines and mandates, and eventually those will become one period that will serve the leader of the one world government. Number four, a mark without which you may not buy or sell, or a digital currency, some kind of mark aligning yourself with the government that makes you a citizen, world ID, all these good things. Without it, you can't participate in the global economy. I mean, you can't buy food, you can't buy a car, you can't get tags for your car, you can't go to the doctor. You can't buy guns and ammo. You can't do anything. You're locked out. You're pretty much, you're messed. A world leader, a world dictator, a tyrant that's going to rise up, control the world with an iron fist. Population control. I've heard a lot about this from Alex Jones and company. he believes they're trying to eliminate the population of the earth down to a manageable number. Some say about 500 million. That's what's on the Georgia Guidestones. To where they still have their worker bees to get their work done, but they can control you easily and keep their eyes on everybody. But they believe this population control will come about by human-crafted diseases,
super bugs like SARS, little genetic engineering, bird flu, all this stuff. Starvation, purposely and willfully, causing crops to fail by various means. One of them, which is the seventh tenet, which is weather control, earthquake generators, contrails, spreading the disease. Some say they can control the path of hurricanes, etc., etc. Here's my problem. These seven tenets, they're agreed on by most all truthers. Everybody believes 9/11 is an inside job, believes in Illuminati, believes in world bankers, elite group of world bankers, turning things their way to their agenda, utopian society.
Hit pause. We'll come back in the next 5 minutes before our guest joins us and finish up with this. We don't believe in the world bankers. It's documented in public. We don't believe in the FEMA camps. It's documented and admitted. The Associated Press, you know, interviewed Ben Livingston after we did, the father of weather weapons. They were controlling and creating hurricanes in 1967. Stanford Research Institute certified. See, this is a show where we cover the news. Then he comes back with his problem with us. And we're going to play that when we come back. And I mean, the issue is that, number one, what he's saying about us isn't true. But regardless, we need to focus on waking as many people up to the New World Order system, and then that will lead them down the path of learning more. But it's just all this policing that goes on.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So they're setting up a world government with a cashless society control grid, world armies, world court, world religion. It's all there. And we've said many times, you can debate why it's in the Bible. You can try to debate, whether the globalists, really believe what they believe. But the fact is, they are Luciferians. They do believe Lucifer is God. And I've made two films on that subject. I carry scores of films on that subject. I've had scores of guests on. I mean, I'm reading the Resistance Manifesto, the back cover. A dark web of evil is exposed like never before, making biblical prophecy and the New World Order crystal clear. Learn the most powerful information about the Illuminati, plans for the rise of the Antichrist, the institutions, people, and powers involved, and how you can fight them. Now, Mark Dice's whole website's about that. His book is about that. We sell it. We had him on last week talking about it. But it doesn't matter. If I made my whole show, say a Baptist show, then a million other Christian sects would be mad at us. This is a radio show. Yes, the world leaders believe this. Yes, they're pushing this. We secularly lay out the facts and say, now make your own decision. And that has caused so many people to wake up who would never wake up to some aggressive preacher pushing things on them. Okay? Now, a lot of the people that research this think it was all planted in the Bible by the New World Order to prepare us for this. I don't believe that. But what I do know is most churches say, rejoice, it's the end. Rejoice, we're about to be teleported out of here with the made-up rapture, the pre-trib rapture. See, I don't get into all that. I'm covering the news so people can make their decisions about what's happening in the world. Now, let's have this guy with his false accusations against us. Here it is.
Turning things their way to their agenda, utopian society. All kind of agree with those seven tenets. Now, here's the disconnect I have. Nowhere in these seven tenets, or nowhere in Alex Jones' speech, or Jason Berman's speech, or Mark Dice's speech, that I could find any in any of this truth movement, can I find God anywhere?
Hit pause. I mean, I get this every day. You never talk about Israel and its corruption. I made multiple films about it, hundreds of guests on. They say I don't. Nowhere do we criticize the corruption of the Catholic Church or the Pope calling for world government. Total lies. And I'm not talking about this guy. It's other people. See, I mean, this is intellectual laziness at best. I mean, Mark Dice's whole work is about that. He was on here last Friday talking about it. And again, I'm not bullied into covering anything here. In fact, this makes me not want to cover it as much. You know, I lost a radio station last week for speaking out against abortion. Maybe you guys out there could spend more time fighting abortion and more time actually saving people and more time warning people Instead, most Christians spend their time bossing everybody around. Let's finish up with it.
And that's the funny thing, because if you take these seven tenets, these seven things that we all agreed on pretty much, I've seen it in the New World Order, Truth Movement, 9/11 inside job thing. They all agree with this. That these seven things are happening, there's evidence of it, it can be found if you look. A preponderance of the evidence. This is coming. A New World Order is definitely coming. It's been documented, and world leaders, presidents, ambassadors, journalists, they've all come out and said it with their mouth from time to time. They've been caught on film. We've seen the clips. Most of you that are studying the truth. But nobody mentions God.
Okay, that's enough. You can go watch the rest of the clip if you want. The point is that that's not true. And, you know, we're just here trying to warn the largest amount of people we can. You know, we get on air and say the world leaders worship Lucifer. Here's all this documentation. Here's all this info. And now it's up to you to decide, why are they doing this? Why are supposed atheist leaders telling you God doesn't exist, but then they secretly are into the occult? Why don't they want you knowing about this? And that's all we do. And then I have to answer constant charges like this. We need people, and folks want to feel special. They want to brand themselves. You know, oh, I'm the only one giving you the truth. No, there's a lot of people getting the word out and doing a great job. Let's all work together against the globalist.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One of the biggest problems in the United States is organized religion. Not just Christians, but Hindus, Muslims, other people. The leaders of their denominations have been funded openly by governments and corporations to preach doctrines of submission to government, submission to tyranny. Christians in the last 150 years have been taught they're not to fight evil, they're to lay down to corruption. When all the major prophets were killed or tortured or imprisoned, and Christ himself was killed, they don't want you to know that it was the pastors who led the revolt against the British in 1776, the Black Brigade, as they were known, because regardless of denomination, they tend to wear black suits. And they want to hold up these pulpit prostitutes like Benny Hinn and the rest of them to make religion look bad, to make Christianity look bad. And then the rest of the Christian community spends most of its time infighting with each other. That's why this is a news show, and we cover news and information. It is a secular fact. See, as soon as you get into religion, people out there who aren't Christian or who are agnostic, who don't believe in anything, you know, Einstein believed in God because he studied the universe. His mind could grasp it. You know, you could see the intelligent design everywhere. But regardless of that, they want to make it a religious debate. That's why when I cover the occultic activities at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove or by the United Nations and Maurice Strong out in Colorado, they go, oh, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, well, as an anthropologist, as a psychologist, as someone studying society, is it a little unusual that we have world leaders who are involved in a Luciferian slash goddess cult and believe they want to bring in a one world government to exterminate 80% of the world for Gaia? I mean, that's what they believe. That's in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 89, 96. You know, the Pentagon's written stuff like the Earth First Battalion, that's where that term came from, in the 70s, saying that they're the pale horse rider death, and they're going to bring in world government, and they're going to kill the majority of us, and Spangler and others in CFR publications, like Foreign Affairs, have said all of us will take a Luciferian pledge before we initiate. Okay, you're an atheist. What do you make of that? You think religion's stupid? You think we're all kooks? You know, you say, oh, you believe in Jesus? I'll believe in the spaghetti monster. Or I'll believe in the tooth fairy. Or, you know, like Bill Hicks said, you believe in the tooth fairy? Well, I mean, how about I'm saying a little elf is putting Lincoln logs in your dresser? You know, whatever. My whole issue is, why is it only Christians who are kooks if they believe in a creator? But we all know the UN is pushing this one world religion. We make films about it. We cover it. We constantly get into it. But I tell you, I talk to a lot of Christians and they go, oh, I know the New World Order is real. Praise God. I'll be out of here soon. And I'll go, well, don't you want to warn your friends and family? Well, that's just the way it is. If they don't repent, they'll go to hell. They won't be raptured. the Antichrist will get them. What a cop-out. People thought it was the Antichrist in Europe with Hitler, Russian Christians and Ukrainian Christians, when Stalin and before him Lenin were killing him, thought that it was the end of the world and, you know, they were going to stand down. The Aztecs laid down to the conquistadors because they thought it was the end of the world, thought they were gods. Some Native American tribes laid down and you know, did a ghost dance. And, you know, I mean, I'm not laying down to evil. I'm not going to take the coward's way out. And my Bible, but also history and common sense, shows that I need to stand up against tyranny and corruption and say no to evil. And so, really, I don't want to be associated with what is known as a Christian today. I don't want to be associated with any of that, because that isn't what's in my Bible. You can go off with your Romans 13, and they celebrate when the news is pushing implantable chips, and they celebrate all this talk of war with Russia. Oh, we're going to be out of here soon. And when they're not out of here, and the things that are coming, they are going to lose their faith. See, it's all a trap. This is very sophisticated. And I'll tell you, I judge a tree by its fruits, and I found atheists and agnostics, by and large, are very unhappy people. Why do they care if old people are being euthanized or children are starving to death? You know, we're all just animals anyways, and it's all social Darwinism, and, you know, humans are bad and we're a parasite. And, you know, there's not this belief that there's the divine, there's the outside of us, there's the larger universe. We're on a planet hurtling through space around a sun with billions of galaxies all around us that Hubble Space Telescope can see. There's so many mysteries, so many dimensions, so many things we don't know. But if they can get you to decide, I'm just like a bacteria, I'm just like a mold, I'm nothing, I'm not special, then the establishment can say, oh, but the animals are, we're going to represent the animals, and they're going to outvote you, so you're going to lose your property rights now. It's all about control. So, perhaps I should have some pastors on that I do respect to go over Romans 13 and go over what's happened to our churches and what they've turned into. But regardless, I come at this with the news and the information. And it's a million times more successful than some preacher on a street corner screaming at people who are drunk coming out of bars. They just laugh at them. Now, I'm not saying going out on the street for anything political or religious is bad. That's a great thing. But you see the way they do it, it turns people off. You need to reach out to them. We're in a lot of trouble as a society. Now, on another issue of solutions, all we offer here on this radio show is solutions. If you listen to every hour of the show, what's the big solution? Waking people up, reaching out, so people understand the political minefield they're in, so they understand the society they're in, so they know the people perish for lack of knowledge, so they know offshore banks are setting up a world government, so they know they're setting up a global central bank to control our nation with carbon taxes to regulate every facet of our lives. So they know that the entire Northcom system is built around blocking the states from resisting a federal takeover. You know, that's a huge solution. Learning about what the gun bills are and raising a hue and cry, raising the alarm, that is the key. And then once you have a cadre of educated people, which we have, getting you to go out and educate others and educate them that action is needed. Take what we've done just in the last month, in a few days, beating the drum of states' rights to this federal takeover. The outrage is there. The public's waking up. Now we need to take the states over. Need to remove the electronic voting machines. First, we've got to discredit the electronic voting machines and educate folks they're a fraud. You know, it all first comes with knowledge. It's like if your engine's blown and you want to go fix the engine, but you don't know how to fix it. You've got to learn how to fix the engine first. And so this is the crossroads we're at. This is a very important time in history right now. And look at how I've been beating the drum for 13-plus years about the police state and the New World Order and the FEMA camps and the troops trying to take your guns. And people laughed at me, and it was a big joke. I didn't care. I knew they were preparing for it. I had the documents. I showed them to people. We had the video of them training. And I knew that as it unfolded, I hoped we just had more time to back them off so we could wake people up. And we have done that now. And now I talk to my dad. I talk to my uncles. I talk to cousins. I talk to people all over the country and the world. And they say, Alex, the Japanese parliament is watching your films and committee hearings. And we have Japanese parliament members on. We've woken up. and Alex, members of the Italian parliament are listening, and Russia is listening, and Germany is listening, and leaders in our government are listening, and I get generals and admirals calling me up, retired, and colonels, and special forces people, and they know. And they're like, how did you know? And I ran right into it. The urban warfare drills, I said, what are these? I found out it was a takeover plan. I started warning people. So what? I'm trying to save people. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to save myself. It's symbiotic. If I don't help others find out the truth, if I don't make sure they're free, I don't have any future either. See, the New World Order teaches you how to be selfish. I don't care what's happened to my neighbors and others as long as I got mine. But then when they don't care about you, you get enslaved as well. See, it's a mutual defense. When we defend liberty, defend freedom, stand up against oppression, aren't cowed by the police state, when we analyze its architecture and expose it, then the people see it going into place. Just like we talk about Internet 2, 5, 6 years ago, now it's mainstream news. Our credibility just went up again. Now people know it's true. They know Internet 2 is a takeover. They're fighting it. You know, people say, well, where's the martial law? Well, where's the police state, Alex? Well, Congress has been threatened with martial law. Federal Reserve Bank governors have said they're not even allowed to know what's going on. They're under war powers and martial law. NORTHCOM is now in control. They're announcing they're going to put troops on the streets. That's another ratchet up in the police state, in the martial law grid, in the Richter scale. But because we exposed this so diligently for so long, now their rollout of this program isn't going to go as well. And the praise goes to those men and women out there who knew the truth, who checked out my info, who took action, who made copies of Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement, Police State 2000. Those of you that made copies of my radio shows, those of you that did it back on cassette tape, you know, 12, 13 years ago, those of you that spread the word and put my films on Access TV, those of you that did that, you are wonderful. And you're an example to us all of what other people need to be doing, not sitting there. A lot of people procrastinate. You know, I want to paint my house and I want to put some new eaves on it and fix the leaks, but they overanalyze for years. They plan it. They talk about it. Most people do this. We need people who are full of action. You know, Elvis said, a little less talk, a little more action. In fact, let's pull that up. Pull that up on YouTube. Elvis, a little less talk, a little more action. I want to play a clip of that later. A little less talk, a little more action. Now, he's talking about something else with a woman, but we're using it in the connotation of resisting. And that's what we need. We need action, action, action. That's what this radio show's about. The websites, the films, the guest, a platform to bring others on. It's so wonderful. Our platform just is accelerating, getting bigger and bigger by the minute. That's why they're racing to shut down the web. And we're just one part of that, but a big part of that fight. And it's all of us in symbiosis, in the symbiotic relationship, together, learning more, integrating information, expanding, growing. We're going to come back and talk to somebody who for, I guess, 15 plus years has been fighting the New World Order, the state's rights level. He was an aide to one of the state reps who introduced a bill that passed in Colorado back in 1994 for the states to say no to the federal takeover. We'll talk to him when we get back. Folks, there's a war on. Are you going to sign up to fight? And I want to commend all those that have been fighting. Cherokee Choctaw, and he got involved back in 93 with Charles Duke, a representative out of El Paso County, Colorado, And he worked with him to help get the 1994 resolution passed in the 59th session of the Colorado State Legislature in 94. Our work also became a four-year fight for the Constitution began, and we've got the original bill here and also some of his work. He does some great postings up at the prisonplanet.com forum. So I wanted to introduce him because Colorado, to my knowledge, was the first state to pass a 10th Amendment resolution saying, look, feds, you can't be in here telling us what to do. And now we see 21 states and growing that are saying no to FEMA camps, no to gun control, no to banning homeschool, no to forced conscription. So this is one of the biggest, strongest solutions we've got, but it's up to you, the people, to get these bills introduced in your legislature. How do you do that? You get copies that you like from other states, read over them, do some research. We have them all listed at Infowars.com. We've had now, in the last few weeks, a whole bunch of state reps here on the air. I'm going on Coast to Coast AM tonight to put the call out. We're doing that, but I wanted to get JT Coyote on with us. Sir, great to have you with us.
Hey, Alex. Good to be on. Thank you very much.
You bet. This is a short segment, but introduce yourself. Explain what happened in 94 that then got picked up in Oklahoma and California, and now we're seeing a massive resurgence of this.
Okay. Well, I'm Cherokee Choctaw, but there's a smattering of German, French, and Irish in there, too, Alex. So, and the name kind of stuck since I was a kid. So, you know, away we go. But in 1993, I was listening to a talk radio show, a local show here in Colorado, and a little-known senator named Charles Duke, or at that time he was a representative, came on the air and was discussing a method for eliminating federal mandates, which are these federal laws that come down and mandate the states to do certain things, funded or unfunded, and he had hit upon a 10th Amendment resolution. And I heard this, and growing up in Colorado, you know, I'm a dairy farm boy, I got, you know, the Southern Baptist religion, the Constitution, and Bill of Rights, along with my morning pancakes in the morning before I went to school. So I understood the essential truth about the Constitution, and that is that it is a contract between the states. It is not a contract with the federal government. The federal government was created by that contract.
That's right. This is key. The states do a deal with themselves to constitute the federal government, and the minute it becomes destructive, they can dissolve it.
Exactly, and that's what we're engaged in here. And it's marvelous to see. I had in 1993, I called the senator and I or the representative. See, that he became a senator.
Yes.
Anyway, I called him on the air. It was November 11th, 1993, and I told him then I would do anything I could to help him because his plea for support is a lot like yours is. You know, it is heartfelt, and it was right out of, you know, the urgent necessity that people realize that we cannot go this way alone.
That's right. That was the first big explosion against the globalists, was Ruby Ridge and the torching of Waco. That's why they then bombed Oklahoma to then demonize patriots in 95, where they'd also passed similar things.
Right.
And so now here we are again with an even bigger explosion from the seeds you and others planted.
Yeah, and the thing is, they had to do that. I mean, they needed something to obfuscate the fact that we were doing it. Patriots groups and lawful state militias, too, Alex, were involved at the state level, lawfully doing what the states are supposed to do, and the feds couldn't have that. And they blew up Oklahoma City as sure as I'm talking to you.
JT Coyote, stay there. We're going to come back to you. Break down the key history of this. Stay with us. Guest here in just a moment. This is a major chink in the dragon's underbelly armor. I wish I People can say, well, it's too hard. How do we get the states to do it? 20-plus are already moving to do it. Quite a few have passed it saying, look, it's illegal, feds, for you to come in here and federalize everything and to tell us we can confiscate our guns and the rest of it. Wyoming is close to doing it. Also, Montana House measure would change gun rules, saying the feds' laws don't apply there. Just like with marijuana laws. Even if you don't smoke marijuana, it has hundreds of medical uses, and they have these doctors prescribing it in California and, was it 14 other states? And the feds try to swoop down and block that, but they're failing in court over and over again. So that's another victory for states' rights. So Second Amendment, marijuana, it doesn't matter. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before I go any further, don't forget we have the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com with the new film out, Eye of the Phoenix, Part 3 in America's Secret Beginnings, the dollar bill. You want to understand the occultic nature of the New World Order from their own words, their own documents, their own statements. You need to get the Eye of the Phoenix discounted at InfoWars.com. We've also got the new Obama t-shirts out where it says worst president ever next to George Bush's face. It's half of George Bush's face. In fact, let's pull that up. Half of it's George Bush's face, and it says until now, and it shows Obama's face. So it's half Bush's face, half Obama's face. That's a great way to strike up conversations and educate people. On the back, it says, don't be a sucker, InfoWars.com. So those available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's the Don't Be a Sucker shirt. Now, continuing here with our sponsors that make this transmission possible, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the best storable foods company out there. No MSG, no aspartame, no GMO. All the foods grown right here in the United States except for the bananas. That's down in Central America. All high quality. And they have a little tester kit, a three-day food supply for one person for $21. That's the first responder kit. I would get that as a test sample, but I wouldn't wait long with all this craziness going on. Guns, gold, Second Amendment. Food, you need to be self-sufficient. That's so important. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or check them out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Just fabulous folks. Go check out their videos as well, showing all their great products at efoodsdirect.com. Also a big banner up on prisonplanet.com. Okay, going back to JT Coyote. JT, break down the history of the states, the basics, how you were able to do this, you and just some volunteers and the state rep in Colorado, and how that was the model. Now, it passed in Colorado. Colorado still violates its own law, doing what they do, but the point is it's there, and that idea was then picked up by other states. Then it went dormant, and now it's 10 times, 20 times bigger than it ever was before and growing very, very quickly right now. And how successful it will be, we'll count on the people. Please continue.
Well, you have to understand the time frame. We were just coming off of the heels of Ruby Ridge, and it was obvious to most of the people in the community, in the Patriot community, that this was a pretense for something bigger. And then the whole thing with the World Trade Center bombing, the first one that killed 12 people and injured dozens, when it failed, they had something set up in the media already, and the BATF went into the church in Waco, and the 51-day siege started, which took everybody's eyes off of the World Trade Center. Now, we can do some interesting things with that. But the point is that Representative Duke, being from Arkansas, knew that Bill Clinton would make George Bush look like a piker. And he understood what kind of problem the country would have given Clinton's policies in Arkansas all those years he was governor. I mean, he turned it into the poorest state in the union. So Charlie was coming into work in the fall of 93 and, said a little prayer. And it came to him that the 10th Amendment was the way to go. And then he went on the air. I told him, hey, dude, I'm ready. Let's do this. And January 1st, I was his only aide. He had no staff at that time, so I did everything, which means I set up his radio appearances, everything, answered questions from the press. We started with the local talk shows, and then it soon branched out. And in 1994, early 94, about January, he was on Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell before Art Bell became a flying saucer nut. And then it really spread. By the time...
Oh, and I'm about to be on tonight. Again, it's that bushfire point, 16 million people. What a responsibility I've got this evening being on there.
Yeah.
But again, history repeats itself. Let's continue.
And by that time, I mean, he was on Roger Fredenberg. He was on all the local shows in a period of less than, from the time we started in session, the 1st of January, until it was passed in the Colorado State House, Charlie was on probably 80 radio programs, both national and local. And that was the way we did it. We didn't have the Internet. The Internet at that time in 1993-94 was, well, most of us didn't even own a computer.
And that's why Bill Clinton came out and said, we've got to shut down talk radio, Limbaugh.
Exactly.
When Limbaugh is an establishment frontman to neutralize conservatives, they're actually worried about the regional syndicated shows and the local shows.
Exactly.
Where the truth was getting out at the time, and they wrote government memos. Now Hillary's back. Barack Obama's back. All these senators are back saying they do. Bill Clinton said they want to shut down talk radio again, where you can't have your political opinion. Just amazing, because they're still worried about it.
Same group of scoundrels, Alex. Same group. And they knew they had to do something, because it was growing that quickly. By the time Oklahoma City went up on April 19th, 95, the 10th Amendment resolution had already been introduced in 47 state legislatures. And you didn't hear a word about it on the media. The media wouldn't even touch it. But the alternative media was moving like mad. Local radio talk shows, the Fax Network between them, KNUS knew what, WOAI was doing, and everybody. So across the nation, it was kind of the precursor to the Internet, using talk radio.
And the militia movement exploded. People found out that UN treaties had been signed. Bill Clinton went on MTV and said, we are going to have gun confiscation. Janet Reno said, first we want to register, then we want to confiscate. They were on record, just like Attorney General Holder, who was the deputy then, Attorney General, just like all these guys that are in there now, are on record for total gun bans.
Exactly.
The same thing. The people are getting wise. Will the feds stage a false flag to try to, see, the feds are good. Somebody attacked them. The American people are bad. It's American Al-Qaeda. They're secretly training police and military that right now. Or will we back them off from staging a terror attack because we've exposed false flag terror?
Exactly. And, it's curious. Even back then, we had problems, kind of like what they had in New Hampshire recently. That won't stop Itzy and the boys. They'll go back at it again, just like we did. We had defeats. But we also had major victories. And right now, there are 15 states that have it already on their books. Trying to find them on the Internet is a little difficult sometimes. But I have that thread running, which is on the radio show page at the Prison Planet Forum. And I would be remiss if I didn't say hello to all my friends over at the Prison Planet Forum. Probably the greatest bunch of researchers that the InfoWar has ever put together in one spot.
Yeah, your handle is JT Coyote.
Yes.
And your avatar is William Travis, Colonel.
Yes.
William Travis. Remember the Alamo. And it says, our 10th Amendment sovereignty resolve will defeat the New World Order. And it says, the law is clear. The feds are in breach of contract. The law is quite clear. And you've done great research here, a lengthy post. I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo in the states' rights section he's building for the show tonight on Coast to Coast to take the key areas out of this page and get that posted as a link as well.
Good.
As a resource. Let's go over the states that already have this on the books.
Okay, Colorado was first. Then, believe it or not, Hawaii. Hawaii came in right after Colorado did. Then Missouri. Missouri has it. I've passed in both houses. And copies sent to the president, the Senate, Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate. I mean, they are on the books. California was finally passed it in August of 94. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Montana, Arkansas.
Hold on, I'm writing these down. Colorado, okay. Hawaii, Missouri, California, Pennsylvania.
Michigan, Montana, okay. Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Big Alaska, Kansas, Alabama, Nevada.
Okay, I lost count there. Colorado, Hawaii, you've got links to these up there. Missouri, California, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Montana, Arkansas, Idaho.
Indiana.
Indiana, Alaska.
Kansas. Alabama. Nevada. And Maine. And those, as of 9/20 of 95, which was September 20th of 1995, had it passed through both houses of their legislature and had sent copies to the Fed, putting them on notice.
And then the Feds bombed Oklahoma City to teach everybody to love them, and that's on record. And,
yeah.
and aren't they good guys? We got to stop these evil states' rights people. So that's why they were so concerned and carried that out. And so you have 15 states already did it. Now there's 20. The 21st is Texas, but it just has the power to do it already on the books. So 20 that have introduced it again, but with stronger language about martial law, gun confiscation, forced draft, banning homeschooling, saying no to the feds.
Right.
This is very, very exciting. How do we get these 15 where it's dormant? How do we get them to start enforcing this?
This is also in that same thread. It's the very last post in that thread. It has to do with the National Tenth Amendment State Sovereignty Act, and it is the whole idea behind the sovereignty resolution is to reaffirm and put the federal government on notice that the state understands that the federal government is a paper tiger created by the states, and that the federal government is on notice that the states are going to take their rights and utilize them. Now, what happened with the guys in New Hampshire is they've got all this stuff in there that is should come in a later piece of legislation in an act. Now, the State Sovereignty Act, the first one that was implemented, introduced, was in Oklahoma by Charles Key, and that was in 1995. And it's you can see it, you can read it in the last post of that thread there on the Prison Planet Forum. That's how the 15 states do it, and they can enumerate whatever they want in there, because all powers that are not specifically delegated to the federal government by the Constitution or reserved to the states are given to the people and the states respectively.
I want to stop you right there. Ron Paul was in the debates. He was all over national television. They tried to demonize him, but he exposed the private offshore banks, the scam they were running. Now he's bigger than ever, even though they stopped him from winning the nomination. That was a victory. Resistance is victory. Does it mean we win every battle? George Washington lost 90%+ of his battles, but they persevered. They continued. Now, we have 15 states, 14 states that have already passed this, 20 states that have introduced it. Texas already has that power. So what's 21 and 14?
Well, that should be about 35.
Yeah. So we have
all we need is 38 states, but they have to do it independently. Here's one of the rough things that
the danger of a con-con
exactly.
Can get called, and then the feds can slip in what they want or stage a terror
exactly.
attack during it and rewrite everything. We have to have the states individually, as they were originally brought together under the Union. They need to. Well, I mean, I know you've written all this out, but I agree with it. They need to separately declare this and then communicate with each other to direct orders at the feds. There's no need to have a con-con because they're not changing the Constitution. They're only enforcing it.
That's exactly correct. And the easier the easiest way to look at it, it's kind of like, you know, there are 35 neighbors, and you've got a problem with, the water board. Well, you know, you don't come together in a big meeting. You all communicate through phone because, you know, you all have to work during the day, and setting up a meeting and all that is kind of rough. So you communicate by courier, the telephone, and then you all independently call the water department and say, fix the main.
And then if you have to meet 2 weeks later at the meeting, you know, 10 of you show up, and yeah, this is what everybody wants. This happened in my neighborhood. The trash company went from 2 days a week to 1 day a week. They were cheating everybody on their water prices.
Yeah.
The neighborhood just got together and said, you're fired. We're hiring another company.
And that's exactly what we're doing now. We need to take out the trash, Alex.
And well, I mean, what happens when you have secret unlimited power in government since 1947 with the National Security Act, 1913 before that, 1933 War Powers Act, all of that? I mean, you're going to get corruption and evil and out-of-control behavior. Right. And so now these bankers have all built offshore palaces. They're destroying the country, stealing everything. You know, the public is so angry now. I'm going to tell the feds, blowing up a few federal buildings isn't going to get people to feel sorry for you and love you and believe the people are the enemy. Folks know you're a pack of criminals. And to the listeners, to dream is destiny, and action is victory, as I've said. It is up to you whether this is going to happen. Are you going to expose the bankers? Are you going to expose the New World Order? Are you going to literally scream from the rooftops? Are you going to do banner hangs? Are you going to do whatever it takes to get this buzz going and never stop organically, so that as the feds get worse and worse, it may not pass now, and the states may not act now, but they will down the road as this is educated and as the people know the solution, the way out, is dissolving the federal government through the states and then reconstituting it if the states so choose.
Exactly. All government, all true government is local. And you move that direction. You don't worry so much about your state senator or representative to Congress in Washington. You grab a hold of your local state legislator, and you bend his ear hard. Let him know, and arm yourself with the facts and the knowledge.
And give them the dream.
Yeah.
Explain how they're going to be a hero, how they know things are wrong. Do they want to just keep drifting towards disaster? We can do it. We can do it. Stay with me. Well, all right, I've got a bunch of news on the economy, on the police state coming up in the fourth and final hour here pretty quick. You know, you can always tell who the operatives are in the, quote, Liberty Awakening movement, whatever you want to call it, because they say, oh, you can't do anything at the state level. You can't do anything at the federal level. Oh, there's nothing you can do. Oh, 9/11 truth hasn't been effective. Oh, well, we've been incredibly effective to the point where they have congressional hearings talking about how we're bringing down their new world order. And we've done the work. We've exposed the world government's architecture, its setup, its system. And now the people have seen it all come true. Our credibility is at all-time highs. It is easier for you to wake people up than ever before. All they have to have is respect for themselves and to believe that they can affect change. The level of crime, the level of collapse, the level of destruction they're bringing to this nation to then rebuild it as a criminal world government with total micromanagement of your daily lives is incredible. But there's all these scientists and doctors and one of the top former astronauts is now going public saying global warming's a fraud to tax you to control your money and your mind. People are rebelling against that. They're rebelling against the national ID, the animal ID, the premises ID. And it's just going to get more intense, and we're not going to back off. And there's a lot of good people in government who are compartmentalized, who didn't know what they were part of. Now they're waking up. That's why the government's trying to hire criminals and felons and foreigners to make up the military and the CIA. That's not going to work either. We're going to win this thing, thanks to activists out there who was there when this whole second American Revolution through the states started. And we just want to commend J.T. Coyote and the work he's doing. And again, if you go to prisonplanet.com forum, his research, he has all the bills, all the stuff. He's done all the work. It's accurate. We've checked the bills ourselves. It's just amazing. What's the best way for them to find this particular data page on the Prison Planet forum?
The easiest way to do it is to go to the main page, and that'll give you an index. Scroll about, halfway down, and it'll say the radio show page, which is live show forum 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. CST, and click on that, and stickied in the very top of the main discussion page there will be the subject, our 10th Amendment sovereignty resolve will defeat the New World Order.
Okay, well, what I want is I want you guys to post this on the main page.
Okay.
Okay, and I want to expand it, take the stuff Kurt's put together, I'll put it in there as well. Let's get it all indexed in there, and people can add to it, but I want to keep it real clean of any disinfo, because this is a data page.
Yeah, being a moderator, I do keep it clean.
No, I know you. I know. I mean, they come in there, as you know, and try to say, kill this person, kill that person, to get us shut down, but thank God they're not successful.
No, what people have to know is that all power resides in their hands and their collective hands by the state, because the states are the ones that created the Constitution.
And they are constituted by the people. That's why all powers, not delegated to the federal government, reserved to the states or the people. We are not slaves of the government, no matter how much they say they're doing it all to keep us safe.
And if the 10th Amendment isn't enough, the 9th Amendment says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
That's right. And expanding on that, I'm going to hold you over another 5 minutes, and we're going to go to calls and cover news, is that look how the globalists are creating illegitimate world bodies like the World Trade Organization, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and then they have our governments, our central governments that are illegitimate, sign agreements waiving our rights, waiving our liberties, getting rid of our system of checks and balances, our Magna Carta, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. That's all treason. That's all fraud. The states are the legitimate body of the people. It is not our right. It is our duty to overthrow anything that becomes destructive of those aims. And that's what we're doing now. We're trying peacefully, but they're coming with gun control, FEMA camps, mass financial implosion by design to bankrupt us, so we're on our knees. Fight back. Stay with us. Listening on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet satellite. This show will re-air consecutively at 3 o'clock today, and then we're back live tomorrow. Tell your friends, your family, your neighbors to tune into the streams. Pretty much everybody's got a computer, 75% of the population, actually, and growing by a few percentage points every few months. Towards a singularity where everybody's online, they can tune in there or on the local AM or FM or shortwave or satellite. There's a free podcast at InfoWars.com as well. We also stream the last 2 hours of the show every day live at PrisonPlanet.tv as a simulcast. Also, the first time I ever went on Coast to Coast AM on the internet graphs, our own internal ones and Alexa and others, was the most visits we ever got. If you look at our graph from 2002, when they started taking these graphs, it just goes up towards 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009. It's going straight up. But even though our graph's going straight up to millions of visitors every day, there's still that spike. The first time I went on Coast to Coast AM in 2003, that it's still that two-day spike almost as high as our daily spike. And that was because people were so excited to hear I was going on Coast to Coast AM for the first time that they spread the word about it, and people even outside that audience tuned in. No matter where you are, Coast to Coast AM is on several AMs you can hear in your town. So your mom, your dad, your neighbors, your friends, tell them, tune in tonight to that show. I'm going to be on there for 3 hours breaking this down. I've got all the documentation, all the info. In closing, with our guest, and we really appreciate him joining us, JT Coyote, activist who helped get all this going in Colorado back in 93-94. We need the states to boldly also come out, as New Hampshire and others are doing, and saying, look, we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and PDD 51 declare the federal Congress ceremonial and that the president's a dictator, his office in the National Security Council. We know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and now public Pentagon announcements say the governors and the legislature serve at the pleasure of the president. That's what Lincoln said. He arrested hundreds of members of Congress, newspaper editors, put people in jail, executed people. Even the North didn't want the war. Well, this isn't, that day and age. This is now. This is asinine. We need the states up front to say, by the way, don't try any funny business. We know you're a pack of crooks and illegitimate. We need the statement to be the federal government's controlled by foreign banks. That's what Newsweek says, but they say it's good and that it's a new world order. We say we're dissolving you now. I mean, it's a pack of criminals up there. We have to be bold and get bold ideas out, or we'll just have a bunch of states pass this and the feds will, well, like Charles Key, the representative, said, the state police come in and lobby and threaten and freak out every time the state is about to become sovereign. It's always been sovereign, but redeclare it, because they're really federal boys set up after the War Powers Act of 33. Final comments.
That's absolutely correct, all of those laws. You know, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, all of them are just shove power to the federal agent at the expense of the states and the people. The thing that states have to realize is you want to keep the broad language in the resolution to where it covers the entire spectrum of what the 10th Amendment, 9th and 10th Amendments mean. Then you institute, like Charlie Key did, back in 95, State Sovereignty Act, and you get it passed while the people are still thinking about this stuff.
The idea is introduced into their minds. This is part of educating the public. States good guys, feds bad guys.
That's it. And the bad guys aren't our federal government. They are an offshore banking cartel. They are the crowned heads of Europe.
Yes.
They are all of the enemies of the United States of America since we began. And they have figured out a way through corporate law to take over. I mean, that's a whole other program right there. D.C. Organic Act of 1871 incorporated.
Yeah, all of it. How do folks get in touch with you if they want to contact you outside the Prison Planet Forum, J.T. Coyote?
Well, if they want to, let me give you an email address, Alex.
Okay.
It's Yotis, Yotis, at Cybox, Cybox.
Stay there.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Left in transmission. Ton of news and your phone calls to cover. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Talking to activist J.T. Coyote, who helped get the first bill of this type passed in 1993-94 in Colorado. Now all these states declaring sovereignty, but as he pointed out, 14 states have already done it. They need to empower themselves, and we need to make sure they do that. The mainstream media is not going to do this for us. We have to do it. But the people are angry. They're upset. The globalists are using the crisis they created to stampede everybody into going along with their fix that is an open offshore bank that will rule the United States and control all our actions in other countries, a new world order. That was the Newsweek headline. They're announcing it everywhere as the solution. Oh, we just got an idea. The very bankers that engineered all this will save you by running everything and carbon taxing everything you do in your life. How's that sound? Oh, it sounds wonderful. J.T. Coyote, give your email address out for other talk show hosts and people that want to have you on.
Okay, it's Yotis, Yotis, at Cybox, Cybox, .com.
And I have to say this, I've been researching this for years, but there's so many areas I have to research that I'm never as knowledgeable as particular experts like yourself. I've read over your material. I've read the other 20 bills that are introduced or passed. The now 35 states, total, counting the old ones and the new ones, you are one of the most knowledgeable people on the general knowledge of what's happening countrywide that the several states make up. And so I just really want to commend you for your research and your work, and I want to thank you for all you've been doing over at the PrisonPlanet.com forum.
Thank you, Alex. And I want to let you know that the Travis family thanks you for what your family did.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate that, and God bless you.
We're in this together, folks, all of us, and our families touch one another clear back to before the revolution, and all of our families, we're all tied together as Americans, And these guys want to enslave us. They want to enslave the world. And they will make it look like sugar-coated candy for you, so you'll buy it. Don't buy it. Alex, it's been good talking with you, my friend.
Well, God bless you. Take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon as this unfolds and develops. Folks, it is up to all of you out there whether this is going to be successful or not. And this is not our only operation against the enemy. The overall info war is the overarching program, because by educating the public about the nature of the enemy, their criminal control, their fraudulent usurpation of our liberties and authority, by doing that, from being educated flows the freedom. Without that, you have despotism and bondage. So the ball is in your court. I want to go to your phone calls. And I did take about 10 calls earlier, but what I do is each caller brings up so many great points, or I want to get off Prozac, what should I do? And then I've got to go through a whole medical thing about it and warn them. Or, you know, they bring up this issue, that issue. I want to talk to Jurian in the Netherlands, Jim in Florida, Charles in California, Jeff California, Mark in Maine, and many others, 1-800-259-9231. So in the interest of that, I'm only going to spend about 4 minutes with Ted Anderson, but it's been a few days since I had him on. Gold is now up above 940. Ted, again, ran out of the gold at the 830 level that he was selling when it was 925. He ran out of that deal, but he has the next best thing, and it's only going up from here. The evidence points in that direction. With all of the paper being devalued, the stock market continuing to plunge, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get into gold and silver, and Ted is almost run out of gold. He bought at the 865, 870 level. So we're talking about 40 and 30. We're talking about $80. $75, $80 difference here in the price of gold that Ted has. He got it at that discount. He's passing it on to you, but he told me this morning, that's almost gone again. And then you'll pay more down the road, and I guess happily. The point is, this is a deal that cannot be beaten. Ted, what's going on?
Well, I mean, you're just about right on the nail. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. The supply of gold out there is so tight. I mean, I'm out there trying to buy this and that. I get real small increments from
almost everybody else is sold out, Ted. Well, I mean, you've been the leader because you've been able to keep it because you've been in business 30 years and have the connections.
Well, it is nice to have the connections. And even though I do, it's very difficult. We do a lot of importing. I'm really surprised how many British sovereigns I take in from Europe, and then people from Britain call up and want to buy them back from me, and I ship them right back to them. I mean, it's just how that whole process is going. I mean, we're selling more gold now on the weekends than we were for an entire month just a couple years ago. And that's just a comparison to what's going on. I know every dealer across the United States is dealing with the same thing. There is a huge shortage out there.
Yeah, now, folks, if you Google gold sold out or gold dealer sold out, most places say we're sold out or you can only buy one coin and there's like a 40% markup. You're getting this below what it should even be sold for. Forget markup.
Yeah, no, what I do is, like, when gold dipped down below $900 an ounce here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it got down to about that 870 level, and I said, I'm just going to buy as much as I can. So here I've got my buyers just out there talking to dealers and trying to find out what we can accumulate and, you know, fill our safes up or at least have it come in or lock us in at a price so I know where I can sell. That 870 level gold right now is available. We're offering the Franks at 217. Right now, currently in today's market, they're at 235. I have the British Sovereign at 265. The current market is 288. Now, mind you, the Frank was at 202 here just a short while ago that I was selling them at. Now they're at 217 that I'm selling them for, and people that have bought them at 202 can sell them back at a nice little profit. And that's just the way that it's been going. Now, the silver coins, I still have Walking Liberty half. And I also have the Mercury dimes, and both of those are trading at a price back when gold was trading between $9 and $10 an ounce. Or I'm sorry, silver $9 and $10 an ounce. I was able to pick up quite a few of these bags of halves and dimes, and I'm still selling them at the exact same price as I was back then. Silver, however, at this time has almost seen $14 an ounce, so that's up a tremendous amount from where it was, and that is just a steal.
And that's because the banks have announced that they are fully going to blow out the currency with tens of trillions of dollars. This is unbelievable. The hyperinflation alone is going to be devastating, but we're going to have a real economy depression on top of it.
That's right, Alex. Every time you see this bailout, I mean, this $800 billion bailout by Barack Obama is not going to be good for the U.S. dollar.
And but Bloomberg reports that it's mandated, so it's a four-year plan, so it's actually four times that.
Yep, so here's what the thing is. And then there's a bank bailout right behind it. They're trying to push another bank bailout like we had when George Bush
That's world leaders all meeting for Bretton Woods 3. They had Bretton Woods 2 3 months ago to openly set up the new world super bank to set the currencies and control them. Oh, my God. I mean, it's all happening, Ted.
Oh, it is. And as soon as you start to see a world tax, and it's probably going to come in the form of a carbon tax, you know that the sovereignty of this nation is ended.
Well, no. The Senate has said it's going to be hundreds of new taxes under carbon to fund the new loans from the private banks. So when we hear about bailing them out, we're actually borrowing money from the private central banks to give it back to them to then be loaned back to the government. I know that sounds crazy because it is. It's so fraudulent. But I want to explain something to people. You're going to hear this as a new $1 trillion bailout. But the last bailout was unlimited trillions, and no review is allowed of it under the bill. So why do they need a new bailout? The new bailout, if you read the Financial Times of London and others, they will admit it is the new world banking structure to, quote, knock heads. So this is it. So people will hear it's a bailout. It's not even that. It's a takeover.
It sure is, Alex. The sovereignty of the United States of America is what's being held in the balance here. Everybody should be getting on their feet and becoming activists. There should be nobody left back behind on this. Everybody.
And that's why we, to save the Union, to save the Republic, the foreign bankers have seized control of the feds. They're taking over the states. We have to take the states back and then reconstitute the Republic. I want to explain that here. We are saving the Union, Ted.
There is no question about it. The only way you're going to save the Union is to get us back to constitutional money. You are not going to have liberty while you have a central bank doling out and deciding whether or not we can have good or bad economic times. That should be judged upon the market, and we shouldn't have to answer to any central bank at all. I mean, that was fought out back when the Constitution
was drafted.
That's
right. You give the bankers unlimited power and secrecy, they are going to rape you. I was reading a McClatchy newspaper headline about, you know, trust the bankers with the mess they created, trust them with unlimited funds. It's a stack of papers. I'm going to show it during the next segment. The point is that all of this is going on. All of this is happening. I'm going to come back and take calls. Ted, I don't need the stack now. I'll get it in a little while, guys. There's like three stacks out there, and it won't be the right one. Ted, tell folks about the particular doing research up here late last night. It's like a paper explosion in this office. It takes a lot of research, folks. You know what we know here. We're not just spouting off. Ted, tell folks about the coins you do have at that discounted rate and how long you can have them in the number.
I do. I have the British Sovereigns. I have the Francs. They're both discounted. The Walking Liberty Halves and the Mercury Dimes. We have some old $20 and $10 gold pieces and a small supply of U.S. Eagles. What you want to do is give us a call at 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. 2237, and I suggest you get moving right away. If you have money in the stock market, in the bank, in the, you know, annuities, wherever, all the paper investments are in trouble. Get away from that. Get into physical gold.
Yeah, and annuities aren't insured, but neither are your real bank accounts. They can claim the FDIC is going to come in and save you. Yeah, they're going to pay you back with fiat inflated dollars.
That's exactly what will happen, and they'll be lent to us from a central bank. If to make things worse, we'll be going on to the hook with more taxes, and we'll have to service more debt.
Ted, the brokers are going to be there till midnight tonight, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you call past midnight, the deal goes over, right, Ted, and they'll call them back tomorrow?
We sure will.
800-686-2237. Now, you'll pay more if you don't tell them. It's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones Show special. 800-686-2237. I tell you, Ted, I don't like being right. I don't like the fact we've been proven right. This is horrible what's happening. I just hope folks protect themselves. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. All right, we are back live. Thank you for joining us. You found it, the front lines of the info war, where we wage war on corruption, where we crash the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
but that train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antonio. Can you trust a Wall Street veteran with a Wall Street bailout? Here's McClatchy News Service right here. And here's another one, the dirty secret of the bailout, 32 words to utter. See, they don't need a new bailout. They have unlimited criminal power here. But when you read the section, I did grab page two. Let me find the text of the bailout here. I'm trying to find the actual page. I printed this last night to find the page where it quoted the bailout. I tell you, Murphy's Law, that one page didn't print. Where it states no one can review it, no one can look at it, nobody can investigate it. Let's go to Jurian in the Netherlands. Jurian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I would like to say you gave the assignment, like a homework assignment, to check out the term New World Order into Google, or just type it in and then go to news and look what you find out. Well, it's like hundreds of articles. Just about, you know, with the term New World Order in it. And then you have all kinds of variations like global order, et cetera, et cetera.
And the key is they're saying it's what we say it is, a world government run by one central bank where you pay carbon taxes. But then Wikipedia says it doesn't exist and it's a theory and we're crazy.
Right. It's like absurd. And these articles, especially why it is important to read these, because they all... or more or less all go from the viewpoint that it's a good thing, you know, it's the best thing there is. It's a crisis is created and we bring the solution. I just right now I ran into one. In times of crises, never forget the value of gold, on the Times Online webpage, and it begins with saying that the dollar is simply a piece of paper and gold is much better. Of course it is, but it ends with the following quote, if I may. A worldwide system of international money is needed. Without it, recurrent crises such as the present one will be inevitable. Governments need to create a new world system in which gold as a stabilizer should play its part. I mean, it's so subtle, this propaganda.
Now, again, what did we always say? They're going to destroy all the currencies of the world. They've hoarded all the gold, and then gold's going to go into the stratosphere. People are like, well, then why are you saying buy gold? Because it's the only way to protect yourself. I mean, that's one of the only ways. That's what I'm saying is that, I mean, did you hear me read Time Magazine where the article was called The New World Order and it said a World Bank will rule the United States and will pay taxes to it? I mean, that's in the Financial Times of London. The Wall Street Journal says the only solution is world government, an Amero. I mean, they're pushing it. And then meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. Obama says it doesn't exist. And Wikipedia says we're making it up.
Yeah, this doublethink has to stop, you know, sooner or later.
It is doublethink, isn't it?
Yeah. It's pretty awful. I found another quote on the EuropeanVoice.com website. It said, a global Green New Deal is needed. I mean, give me a break. They want a new deal, like a Roosevelt style, but then globally and green. I mean, give me a break.
No, that's the taxes. That's the taxes. Send me that article. I hadn't seen that one. I've seen probably 500 others. I'm not exaggerating. I mean, if you type the term New World Order, thousands of articles come up that are mainstream news.
Pretty bizarre. I will. I'll email that to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Yes. Are folks waking up in the Netherlands?
Well, slowly but surely. We just had a chip, like a RFID chip, for the transportation in Rotterdam, the harbor city, and it's being rejected, you know, in mass. So that's pretty good. It still has to be still a lot of work needs to be done.
That's right. The people instinctively know it's a fraud. Good to hear from you. Pull up on this computer. I want to show people the Huffington Post article is the one I wanted to talk about that I keep mentioning. And somebody emailed me a few days ago going, the bill didn't say that. Well, you can link through and read the banker bailout bill. Right down here, it says decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-renewable and committed to agency discretion and may not be reviewed by any court or law or any administrative agency. And then they pass the bill. And they won't say how many trillions have been stolen, though it's leaked out that it's over $9 trillion, according to Bloomberg and AP. And we're now 4 months into this, and now they want a new banker bailout. Why would they need a new banker bailout if they've got unlimited power? Because the new deal is to sign everything over to this new global banking system. So there's the headline, Dirty Secret of the Bailout, 32 words that none dare utter. We'll come back, go to more of your phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. To be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. Yeah, no more Mr. Nice Guy. See, they're introducing this to you. The IMF, the World Bank, the United Nations, the Club of Rome, the CFR, Greenpeace, Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club. They all say they're going to tax every facet of your life. That's coming up. But first, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Jim, you are on the air. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay. If you and Willie Nelson could get a picture taken of the two of you holding up a sign saying InfoWars.com, 9/11 was an inside job, both of you sign it, those would be framed and hanging in places of honor in homes, restaurants, bars, and stores.
Well, you know what you can do? You can take pictures of me and Willie together and just Photoshop it yourself with it saying, on the, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, and you can hang it up because he's on record on this show saying that.
That's what I mean. It would be a good way for Willie to get his message out. You guys could make a little money, and lots of people would find out about
Infowars. I don't approach Willie Nelson about money stuff. I mean, I've got his home number and his cell phone. I can call him up. I'm sure I could go hang out with him again if I wanted to. He's a busy guy on tour, 200-and-something days out of the year. He makes movies. Just because Willie Nelson reached out to us, just because I've had him on the air, just because I've hung out with him and Jesse Ventura, boy, that was crazy, you know, doesn't mean that, again, I'm doing everything I can. And, you know, people like me that are in entertainment stuff because they like the information we put out. I don't show up with a T-shirt saying, inside job, please wear this, Willie. It's really, we're about getting the people taking action. That would be great if we had that, but we don't.
Yeah, I'm the one that called you a couple times over a year ago and suggested that everybody write info money. You sat there for a couple of seconds, and then you said, that's the kind of thing that could resonate exponentially. And you know what? That turned out to be sort of prophetic, didn't it, Alex?
There are a lot of folks writing InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the cash.
Yeah, we're all racking our brains trying to think of ways to get the word out, you know. And
by the way, a lot of stores,
possible.
I hear you and I appreciate your call. A lot of cars, I'm off the subject now because I get so confused people talking. A lot of people do have stuff on their cars, on money, on things like that. It's having a big effect. And I forget the other point I was going to make. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in California. Charles, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes.
Hi. I was just curious if you were familiar with or you would consider having a guest to interview on your show, perhaps Trent Reznor, the lead singer for the band Nine Inch Nails. He did an album a year ago called Year Zero. That deals with martial law, the police state, the incrementalism, all the stuff that you talk about. And I was curious if you'd have him as a guest on your show. And my other question was, I was curious, I've never heard you talk about Jimmy Carter and the Carter administration, because Jimmy, it seems to me anyway, that he tried to install a lot of policies like Ron Paul, but failed to do so.
No, he actually set up FEMA and did a lot of bad, because I know people that were in the Carter administration high level. He was a decent... Excuse me. I've had a really bad allergies with this cedar pollen. Makes me cough a lot. Hey, will somebody bring me a glass out of Color Blue Water, please? Thank you. Jimmy Carter was a front man. Jimmy Carter didn't know what was going on. Jimmy Carter was controlled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who funded Pol Pot to kill 2 to 3 million people, and he brags about it in Cambodia. Jimmy Carter brought in a whole lot of bad stuff and was basically just used as a front man by the New World Order, but go ahead.
Well, I was just kind of curious because I had never really heard you talk about it, but I also wanted to recommend there's a guy named Greg Reffin, who he's the front man of the band Bad Religion, and he talks also a lot about the stuff that you talk about. And I was curious if you'd either consider perhaps him or Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails to be a guest on your show.
Let me tell you what happens. A lot of you know these people. Every week, or more often, I have big country music people, rock and roll folks, blues, you name it, movie stars call here. And 9 times out of 10, I end up getting around to calling them back. And they're like, I just want to tell you you're doing a great job, and I really appreciate you, but I don't want to go public. I got a lot of private, personal things going on right now, and I'm in a divorce or this or that. And, that doesn't really do anything, which is fine and dandy, but we're not just into hanging around with celebrities. So I always get invited out to somebody's house, or I get invited up to somebody's penthouse, or I get invited to, hey, get on my jet and go with me to, we're going to London for the weekend or Paris or something. Bring your wife. Instead, and maybe I should do that because then I get to know them and get them on air and it would get the information out more because this is a hype-driven society. I'm going to be here working all day. I'm going to run home and see my children for about 2 hours. Then I'm going to come back and do Coast to Coast AM, work on the film, and I'll get to bed about probably 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. And I'm not, again, it's all about me. I should get this celebrity. I should get that celebrity. I should do this. I should get that. I should have this person on. And those are all great ideas. I've been pointed out in my office that Trent Reznor does talk about the New World Order. We haven't reached out to Trent Reznor. I've heard about the Bad Religion. In fact, I had one of the guys here in the office telling me about that. Audio Slave is putting on anti-New World Order stuff. That's good. That's them out there doing their own thing. And if they want to contact me and say they want to come on air, we'll have them on air. We're not out there trying to track down celebrities just to get them on, just to do it. Charlie Sheen contacted me. Folks with Jesse Ventura contacted us. The whole Willie Nelson thing is he was at an event that I was at. I saw him, and he said, hey, I'd come on your show sometime. Like what you're doing. I gave him some videos, and then boom, 6 months later, he calls up. And I almost don't like doing it. It's a double-edged sword, and I appreciate your call. There's all this news going on, folks. We shouldn't be talking about me all day, but it's all about the effectiveness of getting the word out. When I have big celebrities on the show, a lot of the general public and other activists think that celebrities like live on clouds and they float around in angel world and you're not fulfilled until you're a celebrity. But then you really get a chance, and I know a lot of celebrities, folks, because I've been in a few movies and some other things, and I've consulted for some other films, not just Scanner Darkly, but I don't even want to get on record some of the films I've consulted for. I didn't like how some of them turned out. But so you're sitting there in somebody's Hollywood house. They're interesting. They're cool people. But they don't even want to go out to get dinner because people mob them, and you're just there, and it's just another person. Now, I got to say, hanging out for just one time, 4 hours with Willie Nelson at his house. He brings very few people in his house itself. Hanging out in his bedroom playing chess with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson and Alex Jones. That's pretty weird. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's the mission. It's the mission. It's the mission. And people get so jealous of that that it becomes destructive, because we're here trying to get the word out, get other activists to go out and wake people up and be about issues. And every time I have some big celebrity on, people just go ape with the disinfo and the lies and the attacks. And it's not government, most of it. It is the sick, fallen nature of society. And a lot of people who are in power positions get off on people being jealous of them. They love being attacked. They think it's funny. They know it's jealousy. And at a sick level, I kind of like it too. But it's sick. And so it actually hurts my feelings because we have no future, folks. I mean, I'm having discussions with my wife about, is it moral that we're staying here as the country collapses? But we made the decision to stay. And that's a big decision when you're Alex Jones. And so I understand how life and death all this is. This isn't a joke or a game for me. And that's why I can work as hard as I do and do the things I do, because I understand this is life and death, folks. I've got my priorities in line. And I try to work with everybody that's uplifting, everybody that's networking, everybody that's decent and wholesome. If you don't hear somebody on this show who's prominent in the fight against the New World Order, it means they're bad news from my experience and what I've dealt with. And it's just very destructive overall, the things that go on. Now, we've had two calls in a row about celebrities. And that's what I'm saying. It's kind of sick at a certain level. Yeah, when we have a big celebrity on, it blows the show up even bigger. Other celebrities then start tuning in. But then it just kind of becomes a self-fulfilling, you know, prophecy of your show being about that. I mean, that's basically it. FEMA camps are being built. They've introduced gun confiscation and gun ban bills. They are bringing in a new world order. They're setting up carbon taxes. It's happening. I mean, look at this. Hamburgers are the Hummers of food and global warming. And they say that cows' methane is evil and that hamburger is bad. And not only is there going to be a global warming tax on the cows and all their farm animals themselves and all the federal control that comes with that, but that they're going to put a tax on you eating hamburger. Folks, I told you this. They've said it. Ice cream, pastries, hamburgers, everything. And with that, the federal control over the food supply. When it comes to global warming, hamburgers are the Hummers of food, scientists say, from agency French Press. You know, they just state this like it's a fact. Simply switching from steak to salad could cut as much carbon as leaving the car at home a couple of days a week. Yeah, what'd that salad breathe? It breathed carbon dioxide. That's because beef is such an incredibly inefficient food to produce, and cows release so much harmful methane to the atmosphere, said Nathan Pelletier of Dalhousie University in Canada. They're one of a growing number of scientists studying the environmental cost of food from the field to plate. And they say they want to tax it. 78% of emissions from the cows. I mean, methane is part of our atmosphere. That's why the planet's alive. It's good. The gases in the atmosphere protect us from the solar radiation. Folks, it's such an insult to everyone that they have everybody wanting to ban carbon dioxide. It's what plants breathe. Where's my astronaut article? Oh, it doesn't matter. Here's a New York Times saying, do we need a new internet? And they say they're going to kill the old internet and have an internet that, quote, where you give up your freedoms for safety. I mean, this is just amazing. All right, let's go back to your calls here. Who's up next? Jeff? Jeff in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I had a question. My grandpa was in the Marine Corps for 22 years. He retired as a major. He just died recently in October 29th. Do you think what part of the Agent Orange killed him?
I don't know that Agent Orange killed him. I know Agent Orange lasts for over 100 years, and there's whole areas of Hawaii and where it's been used, and also in Vietnam and other areas where it's been used where no plants still grow, and it massively increases cancers and all sorts of other health problems and birth defects. And they knew it when they sprayed it, and they had the troops walk right through it.
Yeah, I really feel sorry for him. He just was... and also, why did he like Bush? I don't get it. I kept trying to...
Because they have the liberals come out with things he knows are bad, and so then he thinks Bush is the alternative. And then liberals don't like Bush, so they think Obama's the alternative. They're caught up in those two phony choices.
Yeah.
That'd be like if a guy came to your door and said, I've got a blue vacuum cleaner and a red vacuum cleaner, and then you can make the choice. It's a psychological game. It's a false choice. How about, I already got a vacuum cleaner, thank you.
Okay, I also have another question. What do I tell my neighbor? She's very pro Obama. She can't. She says that he can. She thinks he can do no wrong. What can I? What has he done that I can tell her that is bad?
Well, we're going to expand it, but at theobamadeception.net, right there. By the way, the film is now on pre-order. It ships March 15th, first come, first serve, the orders that come in. The film covers it all, but there's a section on Obama's lies, his flip-flopping, his police state, the things he's done, and we're going to update it even some more because there's so much that's right there on the site, sir.
Yeah, I do know that Congress just passed a bill that is that they didn't even get to read, and this new stimulus bill was, what, $700 billion? Probably, isn't it more like trillions?
Yeah, because it's mandated each year to continue with the funding. I appreciate your call. I covered this last night. It all just runs together now. Obama said it must pass, doom and destruction. I will sign it the minute it's passed. Then it's signed Friday. He goes on vacation till tomorrow, a five-day vacation. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, four-and-a-half-day vacation. They rush it through so no one can read it. And then, now I can sign it in 5 days. Same thing with the last bill. We got to have it or the economy's going to implode right now. We got to have it to buy these bad mortgage assets. October 3rd it passes. October 4th they said, we're going to keep the money for something else. Don't worry about it. And the people said, well, you got to tell us where you spent it. You promised transparency. And they went, both parties went, did you read the subsection of the bill that says that no one can review this or look at this? All right, we're going to come back and maybe take a few calls. I want to jam in this clip where there's a guy on the web saying I'm making it up about spider goats. He could Google right now. In fact, guys, Google, I want to show it on screen. Spider goats, spider goat hybrids for body armor. Spider goat hybrids. And I'm going to show him the mainstream news about this. I've interviewed the CEO of the company. We're going to cover that when we get back. But it's just constant. Just, you know, I'm making all this up. No, I'm not. One of our sponsors I wanted to tell you about is Akola Blue, ladies and gentlemen. Akola Blue that I am drinking right now. Grabs the water out of the atmosphere. Has a great little computer terminal with hot and cold water. Runs it through seven filters inside. 800-691-6063. I said that wrong as they took it off screen. 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043. 800-691-6043, ECOLOblue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for yourself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride and limited water for the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. That's 7.5 gallons. Great tasting pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. So it grabs it out of the air, then sends it through seven filters, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, UV, antibacterial, antifungal light. The best stuff out there. In fact, cut to me real fast. Akolablue.com. Though I have some ceramic cups, I shouldn't be drinking out of plastic. This leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones. But anyways, Akolablue.com. All right, thanks to the sponsors that make the show possible. We're going to come back in the final segment, and I'm going to play part of the clip, and he's sitting there smoking weed going, man, Alex is making stuff up. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm going to play this clip. Hopefully you can hear it.
I want to make this clear. GMO was created by the eugenicists. They understand that breeding and seeds and animals is key. And they've just conditioned us to announce, hey, clone beef on store shelves now without labels. Clone chickens, clone cows. It's all out there now. It's all been announced. Oh, we're doing cross-species human hybrids for organ harvesting. But we're keeping them small down at the little embryo level. Then you read deeper in the research, they're not. That's the stuff they admit. Splicing humans with pigs, insects. Going back 20 years ago, they admit spiders with goats for body armor.
Okay. Spiders with goats for Ooh. Spiders with goats for body armor, guys. He says if you go back and research what he is talking about, you will find spiders with goats for body armor. Now, about Alex Jones and similar people that are, you know, pretty much in the same arena trying to wake people up like him. I just want to give a warning. Beware of groupthink and always research everything.
everything. Everything. Okay? Now, when I say beware of groupthink, now, if there was, say, a band that you went to go see, a musical band that was, you know, they were kind of lousy and they didn't really fit your style and you didn't really just like what they were doing, but you applauded and screamed, woo! Anyway, along with the rest of the crowd. That, is very dangerous. And I'll explain to you, why. Because when it comes to, the Alex Jones type, not just Alex Jones, but anybody like him. Now, listen to me, I'm a fan of him, okay? I enjoy the info that he has to give. I do not believe 100% in anything anybody says. I research, and then I believe after that research is complete. But when it comes to people like that, that are very prominent in what we call the truth movement or the patriotic movement, whatever the hell we're going by, the people that are awake, somebody very prominent like this individual can mislead a group of people just because they trust him. Even though I've researched a lot of what this man says, and a lot of it is true, I'm not trying to discredit him, but I haven't even researched the thing he just said. It just sounds too silly to actually bother to research. But
no, stop right there. I don't have time to put the rest of it. Here's the London Telegraph on screen. Spider Goats, punch it back up so I can read it. Spider Goats start work on WonderWeb. 2002, I interviewed the CEO of the company. They got a bunch of companies doing it. What I said was mixing species, mixing spiders and goats to then get body armor from the goats. And he said, no, spiders are wearing goats on their backs as a shield. That's not what I said. I was talking about cross species. And it's true. And people email me every day saying I'm a liar and because they can't believe that because they're thinking of 1970s science fiction. This is what the government admits they're doing. Imagine what else they're doing. Again, I'm telling you the truth. Check the information out for yourself. You know, the guy that talked, Mark Dice, saying he doesn't talk about the Antichrist, and he wrote a whole book about it and talked about it last week on the show. All right, that was another guy. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 3 hours at, 11 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Central. For 3 hours on the states' rights issue, rebroadcast starts with a ton of key information on the internet streams right now at Infowars.com. We'll be back tomorrow live on the AM/FM dial. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Please spread the word and check out the ObamaDeception.net. The film is now pre-ordering at Infowars.com.